105.3 is WKHM FM and WKHM FM HD1 Brooklyn Jackson. And now it's time for high school football. Tonight's game, live from Hanover Horton High School, features the Hanover Horton Comets hosting the Jayhawks of Vandercook Lake. The high school game of the week is brought to you in part by Subway, Summit Orthodontics, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and AC, Northwest Community Schools, Collins Brothers Floor Covering, the Jackson YMCA, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Baker Builders, Columbia School District, Denny's, Jackson Public Schools, East Jackson Schools, Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning, Computer Ties, Watson Diesel, Flexible Staffing, ERA Reardon Realty, Chilango's Restaurants, Airflow Heating, Stone's One Stop Auto Shop, and Tri-County Water. Now, we go to the press box for the call of tonight's game with Captain Steve Boyle and the Mayor, Jason Smith.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, we're live at Hanover Horton High School. And we've got a third member in the booth here, and that's the PA announcer tonight, as we're up here in the rafters at the press box at Hanover Horton. And if we end up with interference, we apologize ahead of time, but at least we should always know down and distance during tonight's broadcast.
And who made a tackle.
Yeah, we should have all that info for you up to date. And if we don't have it, he will. Hanover Horton 0-1 to start the season, coming off a loss last week, 36-20 versus Concord, which that one kind of felt like the opening game of the season. It was almost like the Hall of Fame Bowl in the NFL. And Concord, not they had a strong finish to that game, but Hanover Horton held their own for a large portion of that early. And I think we're going to see a disciplined and a hard-working Hanover Horton team. They are generally a running football team, and they try to get it done like 4 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah, they worked. Looked like they were running a little bit of wishbone action to kick things off in practice here in the warm-ups and things like that. Very heavily passing-focused for Vandercook Lake, but I talked to the timekeeper a little bit ago, and he said Hanover looked really, really strong in that first half against Concord, and then the second half they got sloppy, like made a lot of mistakes, and Concord didn't let them off the hook.
Yeah. This is a team that I think is going to be pretty good. We'll see, looking at their roster, you've got a really good spread of age, but you've got a pretty good senior leadership.
Yeah,
we've 10 seniors on the squad. You get got a couple three sophomores too.
Yep.
As the Comet marching band, let's go ahead and take a 2 minute break, and we'll be back with some more pregame here on K105.3, the Football Frenzy.
Columbia Central High School was ranked in the top 15% nationally and above all other high schools in Jackson County.
That's great. At Columbia Central, I received college credit by taking advanced placement courses.
In addition to advanced placement, Columbia Central students may take college courses through the Jackson County Early College.
Columbia School District, from GSRP preschool and early fives through high school and adult education, learning today, leading tomorrow. Visit us at myeagles.org.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest! Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County that can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning 517-529-9437 or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
At Summit Orthodontics, Dr. Backinger and her team make braces fun. Summit Orthodontics specializes in family-friendly scheduling. They know you need flexibility, so appointments are on time with no waiting in one room or another. Before and after school appointments are normal and encouraged, so there's no time off work or school. Getting braces for you or your children should be relaxing and stress-free. After you meet Dr. B and her team, you'll know why Summit Orthodontics is number one in Jackson for braces and your smile. Summit Orthodontics, 517. 517- 877-782-9331.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith live, Hanover Horton High School. The Comets set to take on the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks. And Vandercook also, Jason, coming off a 0-1 start. So somebody's getting their first win tonight. They lost 47-20 versus Springport last week. But that's a good Springport football team. And, you know, this is a Vandercook Lake team that's still kind of in flux. They're really young again with 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 underclassmen, sophomore or lower. They do have a couple freshmen even playing today. So they're going to learn a little bit and try to be quite a bit better week to week. And this will be a pretty good test for them. Winnable game for both teams. I think we're in for a good contest tonight.
Yeah, it's very exciting. They'll have Sage Balsita under center tonight at quarterback. Looks like he's going to handle the kicking duties as well. You've got Balsita, who's some senior leadership under center, so hopefully he can keep what appears to be a very young offense under control. Nick Wilson, a wide receiver, took a lot of reps in warm-ups this afternoon. And then Hunter Masho on the offensive line, just a freshman. So it'll be interesting to see how he can handle stepping up, making the big leap from junior high football all the way to the varsity level.
Hanover Horton will receive the kick. Garrett Gumper and Chance Coffin back to receive for the Comets.
Big thanks to both teams for wearing legible numbers tonight.
It'll be much easier to call out numbers than it was at the Jackson High game week one. But that was a fun game. We ended up with a great one. And I'm expecting more of the same tonight here on K105.3 WKHM FM HD2.
Sometimes it throws me off. But, yeah, we're on 2, HD2.
I believe so. We'll get the kickoff set to go.
Sage Balsita. Kick formation for
lines up at the 40. Hand in the air. We're ready to go. Football Frenzy week 2 underway.
Sometimes.
Taking his time. He's waiting for a whistle.
There's a coach on the field for Hanover Horton having a conversation with some of the officials. So we're a little bit distracted. Balsita's hand is going to get a little tight. You're a quarterback, man. Put your hand down. You're going to be all right.
You want to rest that arm.
You got to wonder if his coaches are over there just like, dude, put your hand down. You'll be all right. But Balsita ready to rock.
And maybe they're getting official timing or something. I don't know, but Johnny Stewart. If Johnny Stewart tells you to wait a moment, you usually wait.
Yeah.
He's a big guy.
Yes, he
intense.
Is.
Intense. Intense is a great word to describe Johnny Stewart. And there's your whistle.
On
a
time.
Low burner. And a nice job to kneel and catch the football by the Hanover Horton Hands team. Sean Balfour makes the reception.
Sean Balfour.
At the 50, good field position for the Comets to start their first possession.
Yeah, and that's a smart play by Balfour.
It'll
you know, a lot of times you're tempted to pick up the ball and run with it. And it was smart to just fall on it and get the offensive possession started.
Right. Well, and we saw last week with Jackson onside kicking all the time, always trying to, and they had some close calls.
Yeah.
Hanover Horton didn't want to risk it. First play is a dive at the middle of the fullback. He's got some room to run over the 40. Still on his feet. Now a gang of those Jayhawks are going to pull him down. And they still didn't get him off his feet. They did stop the forward progress. Trent Hochter on a big carry there. Sophomore listed as a tight end, but he comes out of the backfield there and just absolutely had it was 10 yards untouched.
That run was good enough.
Yeah, that was a great run there by Hochter. The fullback in that formation almost. They've got the two wingbacks in the wishbone.
First and 10, they ultimately mark it here at about the 39-yard line. Runner in motion. The give is again to Hochter, and he'll blast over the 35 down to the 30. And they might get a spot up to the 29. Two gives to Hochter, and he's had room to run both times. He's going to be close to another first down. Misses it by about a yard.
Made the tackle.
Yeah, so that's now 21 yards on the ground for Hochter in two plays.
And you'll notice on the roster, Jason, nobody marked at quarterback for Hanover Horton.
Yeah.
The first couple of snaps taken by Jeremy Van Epps.
Looks like Van Epps is the guy, but it's just funny that they didn't bother to mark that on the roster. And there's a handoff again to Hochter on first down from about the 30, and he's going to be close to that first down marker.
Hochter, the ball carrier. Cameron Woods made
the tackle. They're going to give him 2 yards on that one. And as you heard by our third man in the booth, tackled by Woods, Cameron Woods, the sophomore.
Three straight gives to Hochter, and another first down for the Comets inside their opponent's 30 at the 27-yard line. First and 10. They line up in that. Again, they do that wishbone formation. This time the fake is to Hochter. They got the end around. Dodges the tackle in the backfield. He's got room to run. Ahead of steam over the 20 to the 15 and down at about the 13-yard line. Nice carry on first down for Tad Moore.
And the senior tailback picking up 15 on the carry.
Pretty sure I don't know anyone else
tackled
named Tad.
By number 11.
It's a cool name, though.
2 minutes into that game over on Deering Road, the Titans are on the scoreboard 7-0. Lou McCursey leading Western.
And they're jumping out quick this season.
Yeah, they've been on the board within a couple minutes on both games so far. A pitch out this time on first down again for the Comets. We get a flag on the field. And nice job to break a couple tackles inside the 10-yard line for Colin Zeman, but that flag would be somewhere we'd expect it to be a holding call.
Yep.
Gavin Cooper and Dylan Johnson made the tackle. There is a penalty flag.
We just said that.
There's your hold, and that'll go against Hanover Horton.
Holding on the offense.
So their offense has been able to move the football steadily here, but they shoot themselves in the foot a little bit with a 10-yard holding penalty. And that's going to be first down and 20.
I think they got to get to, looks like, what, the 4 for a first down. And
that doesn't look right on either. That was on first and 10, right, Jason?
Yes. Yes, it was.
So the penalty is a spot from the spot of the foul, I guess, because you're looking at first and about 12. Or yeah. 22, excuse me. They've got 26 on the scoreboard. I don't know if that's not right on to me. Back to pass on first and long. They do a nice move out of the backfield to Hochter, and he's getting some running room, and he's a big kid.
Yeah, he is.
Jeremy Van Epps pass complete.
So on first down, they do pull in about 7 yards, get inside the 20 again. And that'll make it second at about 15.
Go, big red! Go, big red!
9:30 to go first quarter. We're scoreless in the early moments here. Our week 2 football frenzy. Art Main Chevrolet, they brought the Equinox out today, and it looked beautiful. Back to pass again out of the shotgun for Van Epps, rolling out right. Now it's a race to the sidelines. He's trying to get to that first, the original line of scrimmage marker.
Jeremy Van Epps
comes up just shy of it, right about the 15-yard line.
Bounds by Luis Cruz.
That'll make it third and about 11.
Attention fan, there's a Toyota Corolla with Florida license plate that has been left running undetected.
Van Epps looks pretty comfortable. Senior back there at quarterback for the Comets, and
very poised.
Right now, the guy to watch is Trent Hochter, though. He's been a big load coming out of the backfield. They've run a little screen pass to him. So they're using that weapon in a lot of different ways.
Third down and 11.
Third and 11. In the wishbone. This time, another rollout here for Van Epps. Gets pressure, gets it away, though. And Hochter open in the flat.
Big hit.
Runs
wow.
through a defender into the end zone. Touchdown, Hanover Horton. Big Trent Hochter. What a collision down there at about the 3-yard line, and Hochter just blew him up and walked into the end zone. Great play call by the Comet staff, and it's 6-0 Hanover Horton with 9 minutes to go in the first. What a weapon they have in Hochter, and now he comes out to tack on the extra point.
And he's got the leg to knock it home. That was a big truck he had, too, like almost Madden-esque.
little struggle to get the hold down, but they do, and the extra point is good. 7-0, Hanover Horton, early going. 6:30 seconds, and we're back with the kick. And K105.3's Football Frenzy.
Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services can help your business stay safe inside and outside of the network. Plus, they offer phone systems, sales and support, and in-house repairs. Computer Ties and Professional Communication Services at 2903 West Michigan Avenue, next to Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center. Serving your home and business technology under one roof.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Hanover Horton. The Comets with a nice opening drive. A penalty made it a little longer than it needed to be, but they got it done. And Trent Hochter, the star on that one. And he gets the touchdown from about... what do we have that at? About 15?
15, yep, 15
Trent
yards out.
In kick formation for the Comets.
Now Hochter comes out for the kick. A lot of onside kicking happening in the early going for our broadcast season. We'll see if the Comets send one deep. I was here for the JV. I caught a little bit of the JV warm-up last night, and they were kicking it deep. So I'm assuming that's a philosophy here at Hanover Horton. Kick them deep and make them work with a big field. And he puts a big leg into it. It's up in the air down to about the 9-yard line. Caught, and here come the Jayhawks. A little bit of room to run. Weaving through the defense. Still on his feet over the 30-yard line to about the 32 is Devon Johnson.
Returned the kickoff.
Good return.
He was brought down by number 33.
Yeah, shifty footwork there, and he looks pretty quick. Nice weapon for the Jayhawks. He stays on the field as part of the offense as they huddle up. First and 10 from the 34-yard line for the Jayhawks.
Senior QB Sage Balsita gets to play from the sidelines.
Gosh, Jason, beautiful weather night. We've been fortunate weather-wise for 2 weeks now.
Brought the hoodies just in case, but so far, so good.
When the sun goes down, it might cool off a little bit, but it's a beauty out here. The good weather for the players on the field. QB keeper right away on first down and gashes the defense for a big gain. Sage Balsita keeps over the 45 to about the 47-yard line.
That was good enough for a Jayhawks first down.
Big gain of 13 for Balsita there.
Turned on the afterburners, and the Hanover Horton defense looked completely baffled and shocked to see that play happen.
Yeah, tackled by Tad Moore. It looked like the tailback kind of fooled him when he jumped up sort of as a ball fake, like the snap went too high.
Spread formation with Balsita in the shotgun now, four wideouts. Runner, receiver in motion. He takes the handoff, sweeping left, jet sweep. Got some room into the line, and he gets into Hanover Horton territory, brought down just shy of the 45-yard line. Nose will be on the yard line.
Garrett Gumper.
And that is a nice run for Darius Dukes. Yeah, Darius Dukes.
Yeah.
Thought I had the wrong side of my roster here.
Nope.
But Darius Dukes, he's split wide right now. And now it's kind of a wing formation here. A lot of offensive different stuff here for Vandercook Lake. And again, Balsita carries into the line. QB keep. This time they stop him shy of about 4 yards. But on first down, makes a pretty good gain. Oh, no, that moved the chain. Excuse me. So that's your first down play. I missed the...
Except the clock should be moving, and it's not. There it goes.
There it goes. And now they line up spread out again. Balsita under center. Caden Dubois in the backfield. He takes the handoff. And there's a good job by the Hanover Horton defensive line. Still gets a couple of yards, but they push
Caden Dubois, the ball
push him back, and it's second down at about 8 at the 40.
Brendan Skoronski made the tackle.
Big tackle there by Brendan Skoronski, the senior defensive lineman.
Jayhawks have eaten up a lot of yardage here early in their drive, though. Both teams have been able to move the ball on the ground.
Second and 6.
four receivers for Balsita. He hands off to Dubois off the left tackle, and he gets about a yard, nothing more. Third down and about six.
Along with Joel Van Epps.
Opportunity here for the Hanover Horton defense to stuff this possession.
Gain of one.
Griffin Bedore on the stop there for Hanover, the junior. That offensive line, or defensive line rather, starting to pay dividends. And it looks like Balsita will go shotgun, empty backfield, five wide.
3-2 is right. He's back to pass. Goes deep left sideline. And out of bounds.
Just overthrown. C.J. Adams, the intended receiver.
C.J. Adams falls.
I said that already.
And up that left sideline, Adams kind of paused and turned around and really noticed that the throw was beyond him.
Corbin Garcia.
Though it was, a far enough out of bounds that it would have taken a miraculous catch for him to stab that and still land his feet inside inbounds territory.
Yeah, it was a good throw, and actually the pause kind of helped C.J. Adams in that instance, but because he was able to turn it back on and get upfield and get a little bit of distance just slightly. Not really overthrown, but thrown too far to the left.
Jayhawks offense stays on the field. They've got sort of a pistol formation now. It looks like we've got some movement on the offense.
Yep.
Delay a game.
Yep.
They tried to hustle to get the playoff and failed. So they'll move the ball back. You may be punting here, Jason, but when you look at, if you turn it over here, Hanover Horton would still have worse field position than they had after the kickoff.
Yeah,
on their first possession. So maybe you come out and see if you can get 12 yards on a fourth down play.
Yeah, why not? I mean, we're seeing that.
I mean, why not? Because you could maybe stuff them back in their own territory deep. But
well, we saw that a lot last week too with Jackson High. Is if they were on if they were in the enemy side of the territory, then you know they were just going to go for it because they were no worse off versus punting.
And there's a jet sweep again from the left to right. Finding a little bit of space over the 40, down to the 35. Knocked out of bounds. He's going to be short of the first down marker, and that'll be a turnover on downs. Hanover Horton will take over possession.
Pushed out of bounds.
And that was C.J. Adams on the jet sweep. I like the look of this Jayhawks offense, though. They're a lot of misdirection.
Yeah. And they give you a lot of different looks, too, which kind of can confuse a defense, which is nice. Versus the Hanover offense, which was basically just the Trent Hochter show.
So they'll come out. Hochter's in the backfield with Van Epps. Jeremy will take the snap and gives on a sweep of their own to the right side. Finding some room. Gets to the second level. Over the 40, down to about the 43-yard line before he's stopped on the carry.
Chance Coffin,
the ball carrier. And he is
Cameron Woods.
Out pulled down, but he had a head of steam and a nice job to weave through that defense. And Hanover Horton, again, moving the football positively.
Second and two.
And big stop there by Cameron Woods, the sophomore linebacker. Really wasn't anybody who looked like they were going to be able to catch him if he'd been able to get to the outside to the sideline.
5.5 to go first quarter, 7-0 Comets lead. They've got the football. And that's a give to, at first I thought it was Hochter, but instead that's going to be Cameron Worley, it looks like.
Yes, Tad Moore.
Oh, Tad Moore.
Adams.
Our other running back. He's going to get again close to the first down marker, still shy of it, but third down at about a yard. It would seem like Hanover Horton's got a pretty good. They've got a play in their pocketbook where they can get that.
It's oh yeah, give it.
They've been positive yardage here virtually every try.
Give it to Hochter, and they will.
They give it to Hochter, and he's going to dive, find some space. Now he's in the second level, so they needed one.
All right,
and they'll get about 16. Hochter pulled down. Now in Comet territory at the 42-yard line.
Block of Jayhawks.
14-0 now. Lumen Christie over Western
first,
with 1 minute left in the
Comets.
Excuse me, 3 minutes left in the first quarter over there.
Trent Hochter now has 39 yards rushing, 20 yards receiving, and we're only, 7.5 minutes into this game. Van Epps under center, Hochter in the backfield. The give
Moore
is to Hochter.
Motion. They do give to Hochter, and he's pulling guys right over the Hochter 35 down to the 30, and that's going to move the chains one more time.
Brought
for the Comets.
By number 6, C.J. Adams.
Another 9-yard pickup.
First down, Comets.
Having himself a game. And if it's not broken, don't fix it. I mean, the offense is working through Hochter.
Clock ticking down for 23, 7-0 Comets lead. Hochter, the premier back here. Play action to him, and then they give to the wing back coming across on a sweep. Jukes out a defender, able to stay on his feet, gets inside the 25-yard line. About the 24-and-a-half, and that's Chance Coffin on the carry.
Darius Dukes.
Darius Dukes on the stop, as you may have heard. Gain of about 4, it looks like.
Gain of 5. 2nd and 5.
Coffin, kind of the lightning to Hector's thunder so far in this one. 2nd down about 5 for the Comets. Van Epsen under center, tight formation. And Hochter gets the give, and this time the Jayhawks were ready. He might get a yard with forward progress, but he's pulled down at about the 25.
Trent Hochter, the ball carrier, brought down by a flock of Jayhawks.
Yep, they're going to give him one.
Well, they're going to need a flock of Jayhawks for just about every tackle on Hochter. He's just a big... big guy out there. He'll come out and get a breather.
Well deserved. He's picked up nearly 50 yards rushing.
Comets knocking on the door of the red zone. 24-yard line, 3rd down at about 4.
And 4 to go.
Now they've got the speed set up back there with Josh Fraley in the game.
And they go to Tad Moore. And he is going to come up shy of the first down marker by about 2-3 yards. 4th down.
David Porras.
Van Epps gets the call from the sideline. Looks like the offense will stay on the field here for the Comets. You would presume this is field goal range. But on 4th and 3, the Comets have been having pretty good success in these short yardage situations.
4th and 2.
Hochter still on the sideline. Van Epps under center. Hard count, and he draws the defense offsides. That'll move the chains for the Comets, you would think. Unless there was movement on the line. I didn't see any. We're looking for the offside signal.
Yeah, I didn't see it either. It looked like DeLon Johnson just bit on the hard count.
Yeah, the official was in no hurry to give us that signal. But it is offsides, and that'll move the chains for the Comets. 1st and 10 from the Vandercook Lake 18-yard line.
Let's go, Comets! Let's go, Comets! Let's go, Comets!
And the gives to the fullback again.
Josh Fraley.
I have Randy Fraley from the announcer, but Fraley... substantially smaller than Hochter, but he didn't change his running style at all. He bowled his way in there, drug a couple guys, and got himself about 9 yards on the play. 2nd down and 1.5 for Hanover Horton from the Vandercook Lake 10-yard line. And the Comets have been able to power their way through this Jayhawk defense in the early going. We've got 1.5 minutes to go, first quarter. 7-0 Hanover Horton here.
1 to go.
On... I guess Moscow Road?
Yeah.
We're out here kind of Moscow away from the road. Yeah, we're way away from the road, though. End around, and it looks like Morris got the football. Almost brought down for a loss. Breaks the tackle, and instead turns it into a gain. 1st down for the Comets at the 5-yard line. Tad Moore running strong, breaking in the tackle. Looked like they had him down at about the 11.
C.J. Adams, along with David Morris.
He'll pick up 3 on that one.
Made the tackle.
1st and goal from the 5-yard line. 4 tries for the Comets. Patient offense. Sticking
ball
with the run.
On the 5-yard line. 1st and goal, Comets.
The only time they've thrown the ball twice. Once for a first down, once for a score.
And there's a give to Hochter, and he sees the goal line.
Yeah,
and he had a hole the whole way. Comets, and once he had a head of steam, you knew he was going to get into the end zone. Trent Hochter with his 2nd touchdown, a 5-yard scamper. And the Comets lead 13-0 with an extra point pending. Under a minute left here in the first quarter. And it's been all Comets on the offense.
Yeah, it's been the Trent Hochter show for sure.
He's got 13 points. He'll try to make a 14 as he's the extra point kicker. And the kick's up, and it's good.
And the kick is good.
At 14-0, Hanover Horton.
The score is
53.5 left in our first quarter clock. Let's take a 30-second break and come back with another kick. And the kick on a 5.3 football frenzy.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
To the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith saying big thank you to XL Staffing for supplying one of the gift certificates that we gave away at the tailgate party today. And we got the qualifiers for the Art Main Chevy 2019 Equinox. We'll mention those folks a little later on, but thanks again to XL Staffing for being a part of our football frenzy tonight. And I can't get over how great the weather is right now, Jason. We got a few fluffy clouds. The lights are on, but the sun's still up, fading behind us here. A little shadow over the field as the kick comes from Hochter. It's a high end over end down to the 15, fielded there. And running up the right sideline past the 30 and then hit, held up and nailed. And that is C.J. Adams. C.J. Adams gets the Jayhawks up to about the 31.
Joel Van Epps.
The offense had a couple things working on that first possession. They just got stuck at one point, but you like the look of the Jayhawks offense, and it looks like they've got the speed to be difficult to stop for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. Just a quick, while we're waiting for the offense to get set up here, Hanover has 115 yards of total offense. Trent Hochter has 74 of them.
Yeah, he's been vital here early going. They'll test his stamina tonight, I'm sure. And Balsita fakes the handoff, keeps on first down, and he's going to get about four on the carry to the 36-yard line, second down and six for Vanderkook Lake.
Tackled by number 75, Matt Scanlon.
Looking to see a little more of DeLon Johnson. He's used as a decoy on that play, the play action. He lines up at a wing on second down. Balsita under center. Behind him is Dubois. Dubois gets the give on the dive. He'll pull in about 2 yards on that carry. Make it third and four.
Aiden Dubois.
For Vanderkook Lake.
Brought down by Brendan Skaronski. That's the end of the first quarter.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Time runs out on the first period. 14-0 Hanover Horton Comets. Let's take a minute break, and we'll come back with a second quarter on K105.3.
You work hard. You're there early, you stay late, and yet you feel like your career is at a standstill. Flexible Staffing understands how you feel, and they have a solution. Flexible Staffing is in the business of helping hardworking people like you find a career where they feel appreciated, valued, and perhaps most importantly, appropriately compensated for your work ethic. Call Flexible Staffing of Jackson today and feel good about your career. Flexible Staffing, FSSstaff.com.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers look good, like really good. And starting at only $6.99, a bacon Gouda burger, a spicy sriracha burger. Those flavors alone will have you questioning, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? And even after you eat one of these burgers with fries for only $6.99, you'll still question, wait, these burgers are from Denny's? The answer is yes, these burgers are from Denny's. Get a burger and fries starting at $6.99 only at Denny's. For a limited time only, price and participation may vary.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. We'll change ends. The Jayhawks moving now right to left on your radio dial. Third down at about four. Balsita out of the shotgun. Four wideouts. And he'll keep. I don't know if that was a designed run or if he just got that pressure real early. He's brought down for a loss on the play.
Balsita kept the ball.
Fourth down and seven for the Jayhawks.
Down in the backfield by number 75, Max Scanlon.
Second quarter of our game brought to you by East Jackson Public Schools. Together, we
loss
thrive.
Two on the play.
Steve Dorn, the gang. We'll be over there later this year.
Yeah.
And six.
Doing a frenzy game.
Always a good time out there.
Are we going over there? Are we going to? We're going to see that team. I know that. And the punt, our first punt of the game from the Jayhawks. Back to kick at about their own 20-yard line. The snap's high. Johnson pulls it in and gets it away. Fielded at the 39 and ahead of steam and some room to run up the right sideline. Turn it upfield into Jayhawk territory. Pushed out of bounds at about the 33-yard line.
Zeman.
And the return.
He was pushed out of bounds by number 6 seed.
That's Colin Zeman.
Return for the Comets, and they had a nice blocking setup going and just funneling him right to that sideline. They will move the spot back to about the 34.
34-yard line.
It's pretty great field position for Hanover Horton. They lead 14 to nothing. Still 11 minutes to go in the first half. Big play on third down there on that last possession for the Jayhawks by that Comet defense. And now they'll try to put points on the board. I saw some movement in the backfield. No whistle there. And the give is a dive into the line. So not much yardage. But Fraley does get him about 1.5 on the first yard carry. First down carry. And now we've got a Jayhawk player down on the field. 10:51 to go first half. 14-0 Hanover Horton. Update from the Lumen Christi and Western matchup, 21-0 now the Titans in front of the Panthers. Panthers had a nice start to their season week one against Lansing Eastern.
Yeah.
That's a very different.
Yes.
Two very different teams.
Very different school.
Lansing Eastern, and you know, they were optimistic about their chances against the Titans tonight, but already finding themselves a 21-0 deficit.
Yeah, and that's a really, really, really good Lumen team. I mean, we could say that about any Lumen team throughout the years, but this team seems especially talented with the way that they handled a defending state champion last week.
Right.
And now you come out this week against a really strong Western team, which a lot of people thought was probably maybe the third or fourth best team in the area, and they're handling them with ease.
Sure.
So that Lumen team is going to be dangerous is probably the best way to describe them.
Congrats to Julie Woods, won a $50 Speedway gas card at the pregame tailgate today, and Joan Scanlon, a $50 gift card to Clavons.
Wow.
$50 to go a long way to Clavons, and geez, if you get a couple of those Chicago-style pizzas, you'll eat for a month.
Have you had the Detroiter?
I have. There's things I like about it.
Yeah.
But I'm so into just the regular Chicago style there that I
love the Chicago style pizza. I've not had the Detroiter yet, but I'm very anxious to try it. I want to give it a shot. We are such food people, man. I tell you
what.
I love it.
We think about it nonstop. Also, congratulations to Mike Penn, Jeff Jones, Melissa Bolton, Shemaine Balsita, Karen Hochter, Craig Foote, Anthony Schnell, Jessica Curtis, Gary Curtis, and Heidi Berkeypile. Those are your 10 qualifiers for the two-year lease on the Equinox from Art Main from our tailgate today. Join us at the tailgate party next week, Jason.
Mm-hmm.
It's a home game for us at Michigan Center.
Home cooking.
Addison is visiting Michigan Center. If you come out 6-7 to that game with the over there on Harshbarger Road, your next chance to get qualified for the Art Main Chevy Equinox.
We always love the home cooking, not just because it's it's home for you and I, but because, you know, Chad Patrick, the AD out there, and his whole crew, just they're just awesome to work with.
I'm already
so much fun working with them.
I'm already mouthwatering for some caramel corn. Player got off the field. Back to pass at Van Epps.
Open
sideline, and he absolutely dropped it into his breadbasket. Touchdown, Colin Zeman. He got a step on the defenders, and Van Epps absolutely put that on the mark.
Yeah, that was
caught him in stride, and he just walked into the end zone.
Beautiful throw. That was spot on with that throw.
34-yard touchdown pass for Van Epps, and it 20-0 lead for the Comets with 10:41 to go first half. Coming up at halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, we'll have a segment from the MHSAA. Stay tuned for that.
Oh,
blocked on the extra point. And they had had some penetration on those early kicks that were good. That time they had him timed out. 20-0 is our score. We'll get a kickoff when we come back. 30-second break on K105.3.
It's an exciting time to be a Comet, a mid-Michigan leader in academics, athletics, and the arts. Hanover Horton features a wide variety of classes, including STEM, advanced placement, and dual enrollment. With our dedicated staff, hardworking students, supportive community, and amazing facilities, Hanover Horton School District is the right choice for your student. Visit HanoverHorton.org today for more information. Hanover Horton Schools, creating a better world one student at a time. Come and be a part of the Comet Nation.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Hanover Horton, where the Comets have jumped ahead 20-0. Still first half, 10:41 to go. Hochter. I wonder if he's mad that someone else got in the end zone. They gave him a break on that possession. He'll kick it off now. It's a low liner, and it'll get fielded at about the 14. And just a head of steam for Adams. And he gets over the 35 to about the 37-yard line before he's pulled down. Decent field position for Vandercook.
See if they can get anything going on this possession.
They went three and out on their last drive.
Yard line.
But the first drive, they covered some ground, I think.
First and 10, Vandercook late.
I think they're going to have to get creative and maybe even a little gadget here or there. Get them some running room.
Yeah, they've got the personnel to do it. They've shown flashes of talent, and they're going to go empty backfield here.
Back to pass. Wings it down the right side. Got a man, and again it goes out of bounds. Had the guy in the sideline, Zeman was there. Not Zeman, excuse me. Darius Dukes, the intended receiver, on the play up the right sidelines.
Yeah, Dukes didn't really have anybody around him. You had the safety, Garrett Gumper, kind of playing center field a little bit, but if that would have been a little bit more on the money, that would have been a nice little pickup for them.
Second down and 10 from their own 37. The Jayhawks break the huddle. Ball seed begins to go under center. Now he moves back, shotgun. He's got Caden Dubois in the backfield with him. Three wide receivers and a tight end. Balsita's going to run, and he's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Stays on his feet, but not a lot of room to go anywhere. Flag comes flying in on the back judge. And a hold maybe
from, I don't know, from that far out.
There is a penalty flag.
I don't know.
And we got a...
It looks like it's against Vandercook because he asked if the coach wanted to decline it.
Yep, and Johnny Stewart said, yeah, walk it off.
Yeah, but it's a spot foul. That's a hold. Yeah. Wow.
Holding against Vandercook late.
I don't know how the back judge caught it, but from being 50 miles away.
It's going to be a long second and about 20 here.
Penalty.
10-17 to go in the first half. 20-0 Comet lead.
27 to go.
27? I think you're reading the scoreboard wrong, champ. Ball's on the 27.
Well, I said the scoreboard's not right either, and they just changed it to 27. Ball's on the 27, but that's not 27 yards. It's about 20. And they hand it off on second and long, and he's going to lose yards on that play. Twisted out of bounds. And lost about three, depending on their market.
Yeah,
they're going to put it around the 25.
Yep.
It's called 2 yards. Third down and about 22.
That's disappointing. They're headed in the wrong direction. You wanted to have something positive on this drive. So far, not so much.
9:45 on our clock, ticking down. To the half.
25-yard line, third down, and 29.
Second quarter brought to you again by East Jackson Community Schools. Together we thrive. Balsita keeps it on third and long. On the dive play, he'll get about six, but that's going to leave him a lot of work on fourth down and keep our eye out for the punting squad here.
Brought down by number 50, Joel Van Epps.
Yeah, I think this is probably a punting situation for you here. So it's going to be, they've got to get to, what, the 48, 47?
Yeah.
And it
the
looks
offense
like,
stays on.
Interesting.
Under 9 minutes to go in the half now. There's a snap. He's back to pass. Looking up the left sideline. Now he throws up the middle. He's got a man open. Caught. No. Knocked away. It was in his hands. And a great defensive play to knock that away.
Pass. Looks like Corbin Garcia-Vance, maybe?
For number three,
yes.
Darius Dukes.
Breaking that up.
Darius Dukes had it in his hands. He did have to turn around to get it. But he had it. And that would have been more than a first down.
Corbin Garcia-Vance.
And he turns around to grab it. And Garcia-Vance able to knock it away just enough to get it out of his hands. Incomplete. And it's Hanover Horton ball now in Jayhawk territory at the 33-yard line.
Yeah, and if there would have been a little bit more on that throw, rule number one on a third or fourth and long is don't let anybody behind you, and that's exactly what happened there.
And the give goes to Fraley on first down. He'll lose a yard maybe. Jayhawk defense all over.
Randy Fraley, the ball carrier.
And
brought down by number three, Darius.
No gain. They're trying to signal the. There you go.
No gain on the play brings up second and
that's,
10.
I mean, they moved that back. Yeah, there.
Yeah,
now
there
they
you
move
go.
The stick. Comets come to the line of scrimmage. Tight formation.
Sideline still.
They've been using him on defense the last couple possessions. Play action, back to pass. Van Epps getting pressured, rolling out. He's going to tuck and run, and he gets out of bounds. And I think he got back to the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard. Good pressure by the Jayhawk defense.
Chased him out of bounds.
Yep, they're going to get him back to the original line of scrimmage.
7:51 in our first half, 20-0. Second quarter for East Jackson Community Schools. Also want to say thank you to a few of our other sponsors on the game tonight. Like Hanover Horton Schools, Vision Collision, and XL Staffing. Shotgun formation now, and back to passes. Van Epps looking left. Coming across the middle of the field, hit in the hands, and he's hit as he tries to catch it. Incomplete. And that'll bring a fourth down for the Comets.
Jeremy Van Epps pass.
It's a good breakup by Caden Dubois there.
Incomplete. Caden Dubois with the coverage.
Well, Jeremy Van Epps had a nice little streak going. He was 2 for 2 with 2 touchdowns. And now we'll see Trent Hochter in. I would be willing to bet that it's probably a decoy situation or he's going to punt. I can't see that. He's going to be keyed on for sure.
Well, they do make the snap a motion on the play. Now we got a timeout from the Cotton sideline.
Comets.
They lead 20-0. Let's go ahead and take a one-minute break and come back and wrap up the first half on K105.3. 20-0, Comets lead.
Football frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trusted, respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit BakerBuilders.net.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and a running pooch punt.
Great
from
punt.
Trent Hocker, and it rolls down to the 4-yard line and dies, but we do have
number 50, Jeremy,
a flag on the field. And it came in late on the play, so it could be a block in the back. Something extracurricular. And it looked like a signal, like somebody got maybe pulled down from behind.
Yeah.
Could be a personal foul. We'll wait for the signal. The official's in no hurry to let anyone know what they called it. It's a personal foul face mask.
Wow.
And that's going to go against the Jayhawks.
Yes.
So half the distance from the 4. Put them at the 2, first down with 20-0 deficit. And the hole just keeps getting deeper right now. They'll be in the shadow of their own goalposts here with 7:37 to go first half.
See, now that official's got some wheels to him. He's in a hurry.
I'll tell you what, none of this happens without the officials out here, and we're glad to have them out there, and they're doing a fine job. I haven't had any issue with the calls tonight.
No, not at all.
Good staff out here, but we appreciate them taking the time so these kids can come out and enjoy the sport of high school football.
Always looking for officials, MHSAA is.
Ball seed under center, and he'll keep and roll out, put himself at risk, but now he's got some running room. And hit, and still on his feet, twisting around. He's got a first down and some breathing room for the Jayhawks at about the 18-yard line.
Number one, Eric Gumper.
Yeah, that was a big gain there. 16 yards. Garrett Gumper on the stop.
Runs good enough for a Jayhawks first
down. Yeah, nice
down.
Job by Balsita. Kind of a little naked boot almost, but it, never questioned about whether or not he was going to run. He was unprotected there in his own end zone for a moment.
Yeah.
But he turned on the wheels and got himself a nice gain. Best gain the Jayhawks have had since their first possession.
It's their best gain all night.
Now he's out of the shotgun. And it looks like maybe some motion.
Yep.
And that's going to be a false start against Vandercook. So just as they get themselves some breathing room, a miscue will push them back a little ways.
It's been a relatively sloppy first half here for Vandercook Lake with the lot of penalties. Just simple things, you know, basic mistakes. You got to watch, be careful with your motions and things like that. You had a holding call. It's just been, I guess, sloppy is probably the best way to put it. They haven't exactly been lighting the world on fire outside of that, but
Nick Thomas with a 75-yard touchdown run, 28-0 now. Lumen Christie over Western.
That kid is so talented.
Play action for Balsita. Nice change of direction. Again, turns on the wheels, and he's going to get that holding or that false start penalty back and then some. And it's going to be second and about 7 for Vandercook.
Devin Moore.
So, again, right now their best play looks like Balsita on the QB keep. Balsita B-E-ing aggressive in the backfield.
I'm going home.
Cade Newboy's back there with him, four wideouts, and he's back to pass, looking downfield. He will wing it, and he does.
Man.
Open man. A little overthrown to the sideline. And a collision with some, was it the bench or
it was
one of those boxes over there?
He cleared the bench, but his feet got tangled up, and he tumbled onto the track.
Intended receiver.
Never feels good.
On that play.
That was Nick Wilson.
Thank you. All my papers all together here at the moment. So that'll bring up third down and 7 for the Jayhawks, working with a 20-0 disadvantage, 6:18 to go. Shout out to Tim Licking over here, Vandercook Lake supporter across the way from us, Tim and Renee. Vandercook Lake fans from way back. Back to pass, Balsita on 3rd and 7. Throws the bailout route to the Caden Dubois. He makes the catch, but he's brought down for a loss. And that's going to bring up 4th down and about 8 yards for the Jayhawks. With 6 minutes now ticking off the clock in our first half.
Fourth down and 8 to go.
Coverage on the game brought to you by Jackson YMCA, Trips Auto Shop and Collision Center, Columbia School District, Jackson Public Schools. Jackson, one of the few games happening on Friday night this week. You can hear Jackson and Adrian on WKHM, Jackson's News Talk, 970 AM and 101.5 FM. Tomorrow night with the award-winning broadcast team. We call them the A-team.
They are the A-team.
Greg O'Connor, Tom Ratchford. We're the B-team.
Go.
As long as there's not a higher letter there or a different letter. 5.5 to go here in the first half. Stay tuned on the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll get the Denny's halftime stats. Not a cheeseburger, the concession stand, Jason. That was pretty good, but I don't think they're not working with the same skilled staff as they do at Denny's, and those burgers are top-notch. You can't go wrong with a burger at Denny's.
And Denny's is on my way home.
Oh, man, you know what you need to do.
I need to put it in on the app.
Denny's on demand.
Denny's on demand.
They'll have it ready for you when you get there.
I know. Man, that sounds good.
It always does, Denny's.
See, but I'm jealous because during Country and Coffee, you get to give away Andy's Pizza gift certificates, too. And, man, good stuff. Oh, let's talk about food.
So we have completed the timeout. The Jayhawks with a 4th and 8 situation. Offense is on the field. Balsita in the shotgun.
Hanover showing blitz.
He's going to keep. Taking it off a left tackle. He gets hit and brought down shy of the 30-yard line. So he'll get about 5 on the play, but it's not going to be enough. 1st and 10 for Hanover Horton with a 20-0 lead. 5:25 to go in the half. Comets will look to build on their advantage.
Yeah, it looked like they got away with a little bit of a face mask there. Just a brief one. But the tackle teaming up, Griffin Fedor and Brendan Skoronsky. Hopefully I'm getting that correct.
He's not listening. He's on the field.
But his parents are right down there, and I don't want him to yell at me.
And on the 1st down for the Comets, the give is to
Hochter.
Hochter's going to scamper for about 2. Not a lot of running room for Hocker this time. So in the early part of this game where he was just running with no traffic, Hochter, they've keyed on him a little bit and been able to neutralize him to an extent.
Yeah, he's accounted for probably about 60% of their offense so far.
He's in the game right now. Play action, and now they give to Moore and set Tad on the sweep. Taking an out race to the sidelines. He's going to come up a little short of the 1st down, right about at the 15-yard line.
Brought down by number 6,
probably the 16. They're going to spot it short of the 1st down, and they actually move it back to about the 17. But 3rd and, let's say, along 3 for Hanover Horton. 4:42 on the clock. 20-0 Comets in front.
That was a hard-earned 6 yards. He ran about 15.
Good job by the Jayhawks to stretch that play out and get him forced out of bounds. Third down play, tight formation for the Comets as they run all night. The give is to Hocker. He's got the first down and pulled down. We'll get him just short of the 10-yard line, but that's going to move the chains for the Comets, and they'll get four more tries.
Gavin Cooper made the tackle.
First and... I guess they put it on the 10, first and goal.
Yeah. Yeah, the nose of the ball looks like just past the 10-yard line.
So what do you call the other end of the ball? If the one end's
tail?
The nose?
The tail?
Oh, I was going to say butt, but...
Wait a minute.
Oh, you know...
Turned it over.
Apparently we missed a fumble call. First and 10 for the Jayhawks. I saw no signal.
I didn't either.
Wilson.
Brent
Hochter.
How do I refer to the official? Passive aggressive. I think he just assumed everyone saw.
First and 10, Jayhawks.
The fumble. So Hochter gets the turnover. Jayhawks with the first down. Goodness. 20-0, Hanover Horton. They lose the football with 4:12. Jayhawks will try to get into this lead. Four wide receivers, three of them left side for Balseda. He's back to pass, throws it quickly.
Flag on the play, too. Caught that one.
Quick flag in the backfield.
Balseda's pass intended for Darius Dukes falls incomplete.
First and 10, incomplete pass. What is the call?
Illegal motion? No.
5-yard procedure penalty against Vandercook.
Illegal shift.
Illegal shift.
There you go.
Vandercook Lake.
Come on, Ron, put the ball up, go!
15 yards for the Jayhawks here on first down. And again, they get some positive yardage on their first play of the possession. Penalty moves them back. Balseda back to pass. Pump fakes. Now thrown deep. Open man. He's got it. All the tries, and now he's got the catch into Comet territory. Pulled down at about the 47-yard line. Big pass play. They've been trying to hook up this whole game. This time, Duke's got it. He's been able to get a step on the defense. This time, the throw was on point. And a big gain for the Jayhawks.
And that is a gain of 36 through the air. Their longest play of the game.
340 on our first half clock. 20-0 Comet lead, but here come the Jayhawks. Balseda under center this time. He'll fake the give, keeps it, and hit immediately. Great tackle as you get Kyle Owen into the backfield to pull him down.
Kyle Owen.
Senior gets in there. Good penetration by the, I believe he's the left rush edge. The left edge rusher.
They run a 3-4 out there.
Yes, they do.
So he's your left
edge. Second and 10.
Second down at 10 yards for the Jayhawks. Probably 10 and a half. Balseda under center. And this time he gives to the fullback. And he's hit immediately. That is Caden Dubois, who goes down.
Caden Dubois.
Third and 10. Let's make it.
Initial contact.
2:38 left. First half.
Skoronski.
So after the big play, the Jayhawks run it a couple times. And find no space. They've been shifting between a real spread out formation, then they run that wing formation that's kind of like what Hanover runs.
Yeah.
Third down and 10.
So now they go with four wideouts, empty backfield, five receivers now for Balseda, and he goes to the center.
Picked off.
Intercepted. Tad Moore with the interception. He's got room to run. He's going to make his way toward the 50-yard line. just shy of midfield. He's brought down. And that was, to me, a poor choice of where to throw the football for Balsita. He had double coverage there. Moore stepped in front and was able to pick that off.
Yeah, and just a little bit to the left of that play, Nick Wilson was running around in the midfield area wide open.
Yeah, worse anywhere else on the field. There was one-on-one coverage, but he threw into double coverage there, and it was picked off. 2:01 on our first half clock, 20-0 Comet lead. They get the football back on their own 49-yard line, first and 10. They go with that tight formation. Van Epps under center. Gives to Fraley. Fraley's going to get about four on the carry into Jayhawk territory. Let's call it 5 yards.
Yeah.
And second and 5 now for the Comets. Clock will run.
CJ
under
Adams.
2 minutes now. Jayhawks defense at this point feels like they've spent a lot of time on the field in the first half. Back out of the shotgun. Van Epps looking to throw. Throws into the middle, a slant route.
Jeremy
and
Van
that falls incomplete.
Falls in
looking for Zeman in the middle of the field.
Torrey Higgs with the coverage.
Put some sank on that throw. A little hot to handle. Third down now and a long 5 for Hannibal Horton. Clock stops at 1:25. Defensive stop here. Jayhawks could look at maybe getting the ball back before the time runs out in the first half. Try to get some points on the board. Showing a little bit of luck through the air on their last possession. Fakes the pitch, hands off to Tad Moore up the middle, and he's got a first down for the Comets over the 40-yard line to the 37. Tad Moore.
Brought down by number 5, Caden Dubois.
Tad has had a lot of positive gains in this game. He's had a couple of runs over 10 yards. His first carry at 15. Very quickly getting
roll
the ball.
Roll out pass for Van Epps, and nobody downfield. He's forced out of bounds at the 36.
Jeremy Van Epps kept the ball.
That'll stop the clock at 106.
By number 50, Luis Cruz.
Hochter on the sideline for this offensive possession. It feels like a good place for them to run one of those screens for him out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Trying to keep their personnel fresh with a 20-0 advantage, though. Van Epps, shotgun formation. He's got two wideouts this time. He's back to pass.
It's coming.
And they do set up a screen, but it goes to Fraley. He turns it upfield, and he'll get the first down for the Comets. Close to the 27-yard line.
Jeremy Van Epps pass complete.
8 o'clock here on WKHM FM HD2, Brooklyn Jackson.
CJ Adams.
58.6 to go here first half as we're really stretching out the first half. The Comet marching band all set to go, ready to take the field, lining up on the track. The Comet offense not ready to go without points. Clock has started, 42 seconds. Van Epps rolling out, looking to throw again. Faking up and out, and off his hand. Intended receiver was Colin Zeman again. Similar play that they scored on earlier in the half.
With the coverage.
But a little out of reach. He gets one hand on it, and it goes out of bounds incomplete. Second down and 10, 36.4 on the first half clock.
That was a good route by Zeman. He got behind his man and just a little overthrown by Jeremy Van Epps, who's been very impressive under center.
Did that kind of fake pump fake pass to get the defender to bite, and then he turns upfield. But good help from the safety for the Jayhawks. And he's out of the shotgun again. Van Epps looking to throw up the left sideline. And right away you could tell a little miscommunication on the route.
Jeremy
incomplete pass.
Looked like a fade route that he was trying to run. And just couldn't quite shake the safety there. Good throw, though, by Van Epps to just get the ball out of bounds where nobody could get it.
Third down and 10. Final 31 and a half of an interesting first half of football here at Hanover Horton. In motion is Moore, and he's going to come around. That's not Moore, excuse me. That's Coffin. Oh. Changes his direction on the opposite side of the field. He's got one man to beat, but he can't beat him. What a tough tackle by Caden Dubois to stop the play. Flag on the play in the position where I'd expect it to be a block, but maybe a face mask?
Yeah, it looked like he signaled over to the Hanover coach, face mask against Hanover. So this one will be making its way back. Oh, it's on Vandercook.
Jayhawks. So forward. Comets will get it. The advantage of the penalty. Keep their drive alive. 21.6 to go. So this final minute has been taking quite a while. The Comets will keep this drive alive. Third down at about a yard for the Hanover Horton. Out of the shotgun, and now we'll whistle it dead. A timeout from the Comets. Let's take 30 seconds here on the broadcast. Final 9.2 of the game. When we come back, Hanover Horton leads 20-0 at K105.3.
Hi, I'm Steve Doerr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind. And our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, 9.2 seconds to go first half, 20-0 Comets lead. They have a third down on their opponent's 20-yard line. I don't think they're ready to call it quits on the half yet. Still looking to put some points up, separate themselves even a little further from this Vandercook team. Vandercook team that was able to put up 20 points against Springport a week ago, but they've struggled against this Hanover Horton defense tonight. A long field goal attempt for Hochter.
31?
35. 36. And it's got plenty of leg. It's good.
The kick is good.
36-yard field goal for Trent Hochter with 3.7. It's a 23-0 Hanover Horton Comet lead.
Zero. Your Comets, 23.
Keep it here on the broadcast as we will have a kickoff to end the first half. Stay tuned at the halftime for Collins Brothers floor covering. We'll take a look at Denny's halftime stats. Denny's.com for that Denny's On Demand if you want to get some dinner ordered and pick it up on your way home from whatever high school football game you might be taking in tonight, or if you're sitting around the bonfire enjoying a hot bowl of soup and a frosty beverage, well, we appreciate you tuning in tonight wherever you might be. K1053.com if you happen to be out of the area but you still want to check in on the Football Frenzy, one of your favorite area teams. And if you miss one of our games but want to hear it later, WKHM.com, the high school sports archives, going back years at the website. So if you missed a game last year, go ahead and tune those in too on the web. Hochter, it's a low line and kick, and he's going to go
gonna
after
recover
his own
kick. Wow!
That's a first for me.
I've never seen that. That's unbelievable.
0.2 seconds on the clock, too, Jason. Now have a chance to run a play.
Wow. Never seen a kicker squib and recover his own kick. That is impressive.
It's almost like he shouldn't be able to do it somehow, but he did.
He was almost standing where the ball ended up before it got there. That was, and there was Vandercook kind of standing around like, wait, what's going on here? And
yeah, almost like, is he allowed to do that? And it looks like victory formation here, maybe. Yep. They'll take a knee and head to the half with a 23-0 lead. Hanover Horton in front of Vandercook Lake.
And the first half. The score.
We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll come back and look at our halftime stats. Get things set up for the second half. Again, 23-0, Hanover Horton leads Vandercook Lake on the K105.3 Football Frenzy.
No more suffering in the heat. Call the professionals at Airflow Heating and Cooling for quality cooling systems from Everest Elite that you can rely on. They offer installation, repair, and replacement services for cooling systems. You'll also get a 10-year warranty on parts and labor and a lifetime unit replacement warranty. Right now, take advantage of their $59 summer special on air conditioning, cleaning, and inspection. Make sure your air conditioning unit is running properly so you avoid problems during the summer heat. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your cleaning and inspection today.
It's fair with a Mexico City flair. The all-new Chilango's Cantina Grill. Authentic Mexican food and drink cocktails that complement every meal. Chilango's Cantina Grill. Voted best tacos in Jackson. And voted number 4 in the state. With gourmet burritos, oyster tacos, 100 types of tequila and mezcal, fresh custom margaritas, and 7 draft Mexican beers. All Chilango style. Their chiller machine keeps your drink at the correct temperature without ice. Chilango's Mexican Grill is now Chilango's Cantina Grill. At 501 Longfellow Avenue.
Want to join the Jackson YMCA? Now's the time. Take advantage of the join fee special running September 4th through November 10th. All join fees will be $10. That's a savings of up to $90. What comes with your Jackson YMCA membership? You get access to both Y locations. Free childcare while you work out downtown. Free featured group exercise classes. Access to participating Ys nationwide. With a Y membership, there is no annual contract, so give the Y a try. Call 782-0537 or stop by either branch to sign up today.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
High school football on K105.3. It's the halftime report. Now, back to the press box.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey carpet dealer. All Hanover Horton in the first half, 23-0. And they came right out, and you saw Trent Hochter just kind of go to work early on, and you could tell he was going to be an important player for the Comets. And that held up the entire way. He gets a couple of touchdowns. He kicks all the extra points. He's got a 36-yard field goal under his belt today, and he recovered an onside kick that he kicked off. Trent Hochter, the story of the first half of the Comets. But really, Jason, it was just a constantly moving forward offense. Positive yardage every play. They're winning the battle at the line of scrimmage. And very few mistakes. And that's really what's hurt the Jayhawks a couple times when it looked like they might be able to get some momentum, string a couple plays together. They'd have a penalty, a procedure penalty, or a holding penalty, or a face mask penalty. So it's those mistakes that you see over and over that come back to haunt teams. And I think prior to the game, I would have said, I expect Hanover Horton to be a disciplined football team. They're probably not going to mesmerize you with trick plays. They're not going to go 5 wide empty backfield and throw it all over the field. They're just going to go out and play good, solid, fundamental football, and that's what they did.
Yeah, they're old school NFC North type football.
Yeah.
It's ground and pound. It's, you know, we're going to run the football and we're going to run it a lot. I mean, they ran a bunch of plays in this game, but only one for negative yardage. And they only threw the ball 8 times, which is an impressive number this day and age with this style of football. And, I mean, what else can you say about Trent Hochter? He had 58 yards rushing and a touchdown, 20 yards receiving and a touchdown. He had a 36-yard field goal. He's got an extra point. I mean, he's just – or a couple extra points, rather.
Uh-huh.
And he's just – he's been phenomenal for them. Jeremy Van Epps has been exactly what you need as a quarterback. He's going to manage the game for you. Completions, he's going to hand the ball off and make sure that he doesn't put your team in a position where you're going to lose the game.
Yeah, just all the positive things we can say about the Comets football team. You look to the Jayhawks, and you see them trailing 23-0, and I think the desire is to maybe say they were bad. But they weren't. They weren't awful. We mentioned the mistakes, but they have some things going. Balsita has shown if he finds some room, he's going to cover some yardage. He's going to do some damage. And then they've got a couple of real speedy guys on the outside. If they can get those connections, as we saw that long pass late in the half that went up that sideline to Darius Dukes. You know, those things are possibilities. Those are things that I think Hannah Horton's got to be in the locker room going, look, we can't let that guy be open. We got lucky a couple times where those could have been big plays. And the one time where they did make that happen, those are the things that Hannah Horton's got to be talking over in the locker room. So Vandercook Lake's got things working, things that you can see if they come together will make them more dangerous in the second half. And I, as much as you don't want to go in the locker room with a 23-0 deficit, if you're Vandercook Lake, you've got adjustments to make. You got things you can do. Hannah Horton, if you're ahead, you just go, look, we're just trying to do more of the same. And so advantage Vandercook Lake in the second half in that respect. But
damn,
as long as Trent Hochter is out there playing, I think the Comets have an advantage. He's just been the best player on the field all night.
Yeah, and if you're Vandercook Lake, I think, you know, you go into the locker room as a coach and you say, there's a lot of things we did right. And there was a lot of positive there, and we're down because of mental errors. And, you know, what is the old saying? The game is, 90% mental and 50% physical. And, that's exactly it for Vandercook. They've shown that they can hang physically and athletically with Hanover, but mentally, that's where they've been let down by this by their team, and they've got to tighten up with the mental mistakes and really limit the amount of mistakes that they make in the second half. And they should be able to, if they can tighten up defensively a little bit, they should be able to get right back into this game.
So for our Denny's halftime stats, what are the numbers for? Let's go over the numbers again for Trent Hochter, especially.
Yeah, Trent Hochter, 58 yards rushing and a touchdown. He's got 20 yards receiving and a touchdown there. You've got Jeremy Van Epps with 10 yards rushing, Chance Cawthon with 12 yards rushing. Tad Moore's been a big helper for this game, 37 yards rushing and a pick. Trent Hochter, 58 yards. Randy Fraley, 15 yards rushing. They've got 132 yards of rushing offense, 33 yards in the air for Colin Zeman, reception-wise, 11 for Randy Fraley, 20 for Trent Hochter, 64 yards passing, 2 TDs, 4 of 8 for Jeremy Van Epps, and then a 36-yard field goal by Hochter.
All right, so there's your Denny's halftime stats on the halftime for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. We'll take a 2-minute break, and then we'll get the 5-minute MHSAA This Week in High School Sports segment, and we'll be back at Hanover Horton High School. 23-0, the Comets lead the Jayhawks on K105.3.
You've got a diesel engine. You love your diesel engine. The way it sounds, the way it handles, and the way it looks in your driveway. You know who loves your diesel as much as you do? The crew at Watson Diesel Service Company on Thorez Drive right here in Jackson, or online anytime at WatsonDieselService.com. They'll baby your diesel like you do when it needs service. Watson Diesel Service, WatsonDieselService.com. They love your diesel.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our 3 Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
For over 31 years, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has assisted the Irish Hills and surrounding areas with all of its HVAC and plumbing needs, including new construction and service. Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning is the only Lennox dealer in Jackson County. They can service all brands of equipment, and they even have a technician on call 24/7 for emergencies. For more information, call Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, 517-529-9437, or visit their website at brooklynplumbingandheating.com.
Denny's hand-pressed 100% beef burgers with fresh ingredients and bold flavors are a great deal. But now, when you add in a milkshake for only $1, the deal gets even greater. Even greater? More greater. The greatliest! Either way, it's a pretty amazing deal. Come to Denny's today and get a milkshake for only $1 when you buy a burger. $1 price point applies to chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry milkshakes. Premium milkshake prices may vary. Limited time offer and participation may vary. Offer valid for dine-in only.
Hi, I'm Steve Doerr, superintendent of East Jackson Community Schools. We're leading the way with our science, technology, robotics, and arts programs. We're proud of our safe schools where all buildings have been remodeled in the last 2 years with our student safety in mind, and our family atmosphere where everyone knows your name. To learn more about East Jackson Community Schools, visit our website, eastjacksonschools.org, or call 764-2090. Come take a fresh look at East Jackson Community Schools. Great things are happening. Together we thrive.
Welcome to Be the Referee with MHSAA Assistant Director Brent Rice.
There's an experiment taking place on a number of high school football fields across the state again this year. Michigan is experimenting with a 40-second play clock in football. This is designed to provide more consistency from play to play, as the ball must be snapped 40 seconds after the end of the previous play and is not dependent on the referee's subjective signal. When play is continuing without a stoppage, the 40-second play clock will be used. If play has been stopped for a timeout or penalty, the play clock will be set at 25 seconds. After two seasons, the feedback received from coaches and officials has been very positive, and there's possibility the Michigan experiment may become a new national playing rule soon.
Thanks, Brent. You can be a referee. Go online now to register at MHSAA.com. Be the Referee is a production of the MHSAA Network.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at the half for Collins Brothers Floor Covering. And a 23-0 Hanover Horton Comets lead in this one. Second half, Jason, what do you think? What are the keys for the Vandercook Lake Jayhawks? I guess the mental mistakes would be number one.
Yeah, you got to clean up your sloppy play from the first half. That's priority number one. Number two, tighten up on defense. You've got to stop them from just running the ball literally, quite literally, down your throat. I mean, they've done nothing but run up the middle for the most part. Handful of jet sweeps here and there, but you definitely got to shut that down. Take care of that interior defense and score some points. You gotta move the football in the right direction on offense.
Shout out to the baton twirler from the halftime performance to the Hanover Horton band. She stole the show.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Three batons. At one point, she tosses one up, backflip, and catches it. I was impressed as could be.
That's how you do it.
That was talent. So shout out to her. And, of course, the band sounded great, too. My favorite way to spend a Friday night, well, Thursday this week in the fall. Or late summer, I guess, technically.
Thursday Night Lights just doesn't have the same ring to it as Friday Night Lights.
All, but it has the same feeling while we're out here.
Oh, feels good.
Great weather. And, you know, you got the concession stand going. You got the kids out here having a good time. You got the band playing. And you got these guys getting ready to give it all they got out on the gridiron. Both teams make their way back out from the locker room. In this case, I think that means the Jayhawks school bus.
No, they're in the little outbuilding there.
They can't both teams fit in there.
No. Hanover's is over here. They got the big outbuilding, and Vandercook got the smaller outbuilding.
There's, really?
Yeah.
I didn't watch, but I saw inside that building there's nothing but some old like some old blocking dummies and a table.
Yeah, that's how you learn.
All right. We'll take another, let's take another 2 minutes here on the half for Collins Brothers floor covering, and we'll come back and get second half action. Again, 23-0, Hanover Horton leads Vandercook on K105.3.
Stone's one-stop auto shop of Grass Lake supports high school athletics and the Grass Lake Warriors. Keep yourself and your family safe this winter and have your vehicle inspected before the snow flies at Stone's one-stop auto shop, offering rock-solid repairs specializing in diesel engines. Located at 207 West Michigan Avenue in Grass Lake. If it's knocking, dinging, dragging, or smoking, take it to Stone's one-stop auto shop for a rock-solid repair.
Lomar Machine and Tool Company in Horton provides job shop machining and fabrication services, which include CNC turning and milling, wire and plunge EDM, CNC ID and OD grinding, and CNC laser cutting, CNC metal forming, welding, and liquid and powder coating metal finishing. Lomar Machine and Tool, 135 Main Street in Horton, 563-8136. That's 563-8136.
Is hard water making your life more difficult? If you're experiencing rust staining, corroded fixtures, ruined laundry, or unpleasant tastes and odors in your water, Tri-County Water has the solutions you've been looking for. Our American-made water systems will provide your family with clean, clear water at every tap in your home, guaranteed. With affordable lease and financing plans, you'll be able to get the system you need today. Tri-County Water has been solving Jackson's toughest water issues for over 50 years, and we would love the chance to earn your business. Get started with a free water analysis today by calling 517-787-6515 or visiting us at tricountywater.com. For your convenience, evening and weekend appointments are always available. Once we know what's in your water, we can tailor several solutions to fix it for good. Call Tri-County Water today and have clean, clear water tomorrow. 517-787-6515 or tricountywater.com.
K105.3 presents high school football. That will conclude the halftime report. It's now time for the second half on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, wrapping up the Collins Brothers halftime report. Thanks to Collins Brothers. And, of course, Denny's for being on board for the halftime.
Yeah, buddy.
Collins Brothers, Jackson County's exclusive Abbey Carpet dealer, and Denny's. These burgers are from Denny's?
Yes, they are, and they're delicious.
I wish I had more Denny's burgers up here.
Oh, man.
So we'll get into the third quarter here for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't. Still taking down the final moments of the halftime clock here as we get ready to set things up. If you're Hanover Horton, you want more Trent Hochter, you want a steady diet of the run, get this clock started and don't let it stop and get into the holiday weekend with a W. If you're Vandercook Lake, you got to come out and feel the urgency to score.
Yeah, definitely. And you've got to avoid the mental errors. Limit the holding calls. Watch the face masks. Illegal motions. Whatever else they got flagged for in that half. They got to tighten up.
Big thank you to XL Staffing for supplying one of the gift certificates we gave away at the tailgate party today.
Yeah.
If you missed the tailgate party, don't miss the next one. You got to be one of those 10 qualifiers in one of our games, so you have a chance to win the 2-year lease on the 2019 Chevy. How do you say it?
The Equinox.
Equinox.
Yes.
I just ask you because we had some sort of a disagreement at the station today because there's one of our employees wants to call it Equinox.
No. No, that is incorrect. And I will be more than happy to correct her.
All the Chevy folks, Chevrolet folks,
yes,
call it an Equinox. I guess there is an alternate pronunciation if you look that word up in the dictionary.
She's entitled to her wrong opinion.
And kick formation for the Comets.
You can call whatever you want if you win it.
That's right.
But you got to get qualified first. And you can only do that at our tailgate parties. And we'll see you next week at Michigan right. Center from 6 to 7 p.m. before that tilt. We're ready to get this one back underway. Hochter out to kick off. Jayhawks to receive. It's a low liner. And that's caught at the 18. And that's Caden Dubois. He'll take it over the 30 to about the 34-yard line.
Caden Dubois returned the kickoff.
And the Jayhawks will get their first shot at it.
Kyle Olin along with number 15.
And I think this possession right here is going to tell us a lot about what the Jayhawks talked about in the locker room. We'll see if they can get some points up on this.
Yeah.
Lovely Hanover Horton scoreboard. Donated by the Hanover Horton Athletic Booster Club.
That is a cool scoreboard.
I always like coming out to Hanover Horton. John Denny and the crew really good to us.
They take such good care of us.
We'll be certain to make our way out here a few times during that hoop season as well. Out of the shotgun, Balsita ready to go for the Jayhawks. Wing in motion, Balsita sweeping on the left end. He's going to get about 6 yards on the carry, but there's a flag immediately.
Sage Balsita kept the ball.
And I think that's going to be an illegal shift type penalty like we saw in the first half.
Brendan Skoronski.
It looked like a...
Exactly, the illegal shift signal against the Jayhawks. And they'll lose five and go first and 15.
Yeah, it looked like they got away with a hold, but that illegal shift will supersede that.
First and 15 from their own 29-yard line.
That Hanover defense runs typically a 3-4, but they bring a linebacker up to the line of scrimmage, sort of showing blitz, but they don't actually come in. And it might be throwing off some of the timing for the Vandercook offensive line and their wide receivers.
Shotgun and back to pass the ball. Cito looking left sideline. He's got a man. Left it short. Yeah, and you had Adams come open just between two defenders there for he had a small window. Excuse me, Dukes. Is that? No, that was Adams. I was right.
Balsita.
So Adams comes open for a moment, had a window, but the throw was left short by Balsita, which has not been an issue for him so far today. Pretty big arm. Out-of-town scores that we checked in on there. Jason, Columbia Central, 28-7 lead over Leslie. Napoleon, 28-6 over Addison. Kind of an unexpected score. Northwest trailing BC Penfield, 21-7. As Balsita keeps it on the first down play, gets back about 7 yards, second and 8.
Tackled by number 1, Garrett Gumper.
Additionally, 34-0, Lumen Christie all over the Western Panthers. No running clock, though. They missed the extra point.
EJ at halftime leads, Michigan Center leads EJ at halftime, 42-6. Ouch.
It's a good Michigan Center club. A lot of expectations on them this year.
Very good.
Out of shotgun, empty backfield for Balsita. Looking to throw left sideline.
Got a man
open. The throw goes into the middle. It's caught. First down, Jayhawks. Big catch, Nick Wilson. Balsita, great job holding on to it.
To Nick Wilson.
The contact into Comet territory at the 40-yard line.
Tackle.
Gain of 22.
First and 10, Vandercook Lake.
Good time in the backfield for Balsita to throw, and he made the right throw this time to the middle of the field. Caught. And we'll get a first down. Jayhawks break the huddle. Adams goes to the left, and you got Dukes to the right for Balsita out of the shotgun. And now he'll walk up under center. There's a shift. He'll keep it up the middle.
Got
he's
room.
Between everyone. He's got room. He's into the second level. He's got everybody beat. Foot race. Oh, he's pulled down, tripped up, gets into to the 4-yard line. He snuck through that line, ducking his head the whole way, and turned on the afterburners, long striding it. One guy to beat, and he just got enough of the ankle to make Balsita go down to the turf. First and goal for the Jayhawks, however. Big play, Balsita, on that one.
3-yard line.
Yeah, good gain there by Balsita. That's a gain of 37 on the play. And Garrett Gumper, last man back, thankfully, with the ankle tackle.
Four tries from here for the Jayhawks.
And Nick Wilson under center this time. Fumble.
And he fumbles exchange. Who's got it? Hanover Horton signaling that they got it. And the official agrees. So after a great job to get in deep for the Jayhawks, they get a little tricky and they go with Wilson under center. And it's fumbled. first down for the Comets from their own 1 yard line.
Let's go, Comets!
Now, if you're the Jayhawks, you've got to make something happen out of this poor field position for the Comets.
Yeah, you need a huge stop.
Let's go, Comets!
Dan Epps directing traffic.
9:57 to go, third quarter, 23-0 Comet lead. And they'll give up the middle for some breathing room. Drags the defenders out to about the 5 yard line on the carry. Hochter.
That was Hochter. That was old school power eye formation right there.
And they do get some breathing room. Second down and about six.
On the play. Brings up second.
Nine and a half to go here in the third. 23-0 Comets with the ball and 95 yards to work with. Another tight formation. Give on the sweep. And it's fumbled. Jayhawks look like they have it.
DuBois
gets it back. So Hammer Horton turns it over. And a nice job by the Jayhawks to stand up after the turnover. Give the fumble credit to Kyle Owen on the end around.
Kyle Owen fumbled the football.
First and goal again for the Jayhawks.
Recovered the fumble.
From the Comets' 4 yard line.
Yeah, they've got new life. And Sage Balsita is on the bench working with the trainer. So maybe something went down during that last exchange. Backup QB Nick Wilson into the game.
Say he hustled off the field after he went down. So Wilson under center fumbled the exchange last time. This time he gets the handoff and it's into the end zone. Touchdown, Jayhawks! Caden DuBois dives over the goal line. And the Jayhawks are on the board. 9:06 to go, third quarter. 23-6. Point after attempt coming up. And what a change of conditions there a few plays makes. You go from knocking on your opponent's goal line to fumbling and turning it over, feeling like you blew it, only to get it back and get it into the end zone on the next play. Hold is down, kick is low, no good. So the Jayhawks miss the extra point. 23-6 our score. 30-second break. We'll be back with the kickoff on K105.3.
Do you stand on saying what you mean? On meaning what you say? On being kind, even when it's tempting to be mean? On family dinners, family photos, family reunions with 7 different kinds of pie? Do you stand on hot baths with lots of bubbles? Hot coffee with plenty of cream? Or do you stand on a completely different cup of tea?
What do you stand on? The short answer is Collins Brothers Floor Covering. The look you love for the life you lead. Hardwood, ceramic tile, vinyl, and carpet. Collins Brothers Floor Covering on Pearl Street in downtown Jackson. 782-0298. Call them today.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith. Jayhawks on the scoreboard here in the second half with 9:06 to go in the third quarter. Caden DuBois with the touchdown. Now he's in on special teams. Comets back to receive. And it looks like Coffin. Deep. The pop-up won't make it back to the deep guys. Caught, and he'll run it into the line. Break it through a couple guys up to midfield and into Jayhawk territory. Looks like the Comets will start on the Jayhawks. 49. Zeman on the return.
Brought down by number 11.
Not a bad return there, getting themselves into enemy territory quickly.
Comets will look to answer after the Jayhawks score on their first possession. Well, second possession of the half after a quick exchange of turnovers inside the 5 yard line. Jayhawks ultimately get into the end zone. The Comets out on the field. Hochter is the deep back. He'll take the give up the middle. Breaks it.
Space.
45-40. 35-30. Turns upfield, 20, cuts back inside, 15. He had a little grab at the face mask again, Jason. Yep. So tack on some yardage to the end of this run as Hocker gets down to the 15-yard line.
Brought down by number 3, Darius Dukes. There is a penalty flag.
So they're going to be at the 16 plus the face mask call.
Well, that guy's he's spotting the 14.
Yeah, now they're on the 14.
Face mask penalty on the defense.
Which is going to take him down to the 10, just inside the 10.
Not a 15-yard face mask.
The ball is spotted on the 10-yard line.
8:44 on the clock, 23-6, and the Comets looking to answer quickly. Another big run by Trent Hochter. He's in the backfield now. Slow exchange. They get it to Hochter anyway. He's going to turn it upside. In.
Touchdown.
He's into the end zone.
Touchdown, Trent.
Hochter takes it up the middle, quickly cuts to the outside, into the end zone, and it only takes a couple plays for the Comets to answer the Jayhawks' score. 29-6 with 8.5 left in our third quarter. Plenty of game time to go here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Our third quarter of this one is brought to you by Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. We open drains, others can't. We'll get the extra point attempt coming up. They're going to run a play.
They're going to go for two here.
Point. Van Epps under center. Hocker in the backfield. Van Epps rolling out to pass at the goal line. Caught. And the conversion is good.
Van Epps pass complete.
Who else?
The Trent
Hocker.
The two-point conversion is good.
They go right back to the go-to guy. Into the end zone. 30-second break. We got a kickoff coming up. K105.3 Football Frenzy.
No more suffering in the heat. Call the professionals at Airflow Heating and Cooling for quality cooling systems from Everest Elite that you can rely on. They offer installation, repair, and replacement services for cooling systems. You'll also get a 10-year warranty on parts and labor and a lifetime unit replacement warranty. Right now, take advantage of their $59 summer special on air conditioning cleaning and inspection. Make sure your air conditioning unit is running properly so you avoid problems during the summer heat. Visit airflowheating.com to schedule your cleaning and inspection today.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on
K105.3. 8.5 left on the clock. 31-6 Comet lead. Hochter, after scoring the touchdown and the two-point conversion, will now kick off. Receivers deep for the Jayhawks. He puts a boot into it. And that'll land at about the 20. Bounces and caught. Yep. C.J. Adams on the return will get to about the 34-yard line.
Hochter's kick was returned.
Jayhawks take over possession. They scored on their last one. They'll need to answer again.
He was brought down by number 32, Cameron Worley.
Jayhawks now Balsita still out of the game, it looks like.
Yeah.
Trying to locate him on the sideline. I don't want to see him over there.
34-yard line.
That's. And again, that's Nick Wilson under center, the backup quarterback. And in the exchange, ball's loose. It looks like the Comets had it, but it bounces out, and the Jayhawks will recover. So since Wilson has come in, fumbled one exchange on his first play. It now here, a little half pitch, half handoff that he botches a little bit.
Yeah, I don't see him on the sideline at all.
No,
maybe back in the locker room.
Hope he's all right. He was a big part of the Jayhawks' scoring drive. And now on the handoff, the Comets just bull rush there. Second down and 11 turns into third down and 12.
Caden Dubois, the ball carrier.
7:24 to go here in our third quarter. 31-6 score.
Brought down by number 88.
And again, the Jayhawks going the wrong way.
Well, it's they've gotten some stuff going here to start the second half, and now they have to adjust to the backup quarterback. That's not good luck for the Jayhawks. Wilson back to pass. Now he'll roll out. Still looking to throw. Pump fakes. Now he'll run.
Got some room.
He's going to get to the first down. Chains up the left sideline. He's pulled out of bounds, but a big gain.
Nick Wilson.
And a flag.
Nick Wilson, and we'll get a flag late in the play.
That was after the whistle.
There is a penalty flag.
And get a little confab here, see which way this one goes.
The spot was in Jayhawks, into Comet territory. Nice job on the broken play by Nick Wilson, but the way they're standing does not look like they're going to. I don't know. I can't get a read. I didn't see the penalty. Unless it came on the tackle, horse collar or something.
Yeah.
Or maybe you got the face mask over on the opposite sideline.
But the flag came in from the back, Judge.
Right, and it looked like it came well after the
tackle.
Well
after the play.
Personal foul.
Unsportsmanlike.
That's going to go against the Jayhawks.
Oh, you hate to see that.
You don't want to undo a big gain like that. It comes after the play, so I don't know. Do they end up getting the first down, and then they're going first and... No, it's going to come back.
That's a 15-yard penalty from the spot, which was about 2 yards behind where Wilson ended up. So instead of it being first and 10 with on the other side of the 50, they're, what now, third and about 12. Man, you hate to see a penalty like that.
It goes right back to the line of scrimmage we had before. Now if you're Nick Wilson, you just have to try to redo that.
Yeah.
Can you do
no
it
pressure.
Again?
No
pressure. 6.5 in the third. And again, penalties, the nemesis for the Jayhawks right now. This time the give is to Caden Dubois, and he's hit immediately. And
fumbled.
Football picked up and returned to the house. Touchdown. Give it up for Garrett Gumper, taking it to the house. Fumble recovery.
Football. It was recovered by number 1, Garrett Gumper, who ran it in the end zone for a Comet touchdown.
What a turn of events for the Jayhawks. Again, you go from first down in your opponent's territory to 6 points the other way. Dubois was hit. We know that we had a conversation so that name's still rolling on my mind a little bit, but on the hit, loses the football, and in stride, Gumper picks it up, and he's sprinting to the end zone.
Yeah.
Nobody who even had a chance to catch him. Now we get a flag against the Comets. Too many men on the field. As a substitution goes awry, and the guy hustling off didn't make it in time, apparently. So they'll move it back, and Hochter will just have to put a little extra on this one. He has had a kick blocked in the game.
Yep.
Extra point.
He also hit from 36 on a field goal try.
We know he's got the leg. If the line can give him the time. So 25 with the penalty. And the extra point. The hold is down. The kick is up. And it looks like it's good from here. Officials agree. And 38-6. Hanover Horton in control on the K105.3 Football Frenzy 30 break. And we'll be right back.
You work hard. You're there early. You stay late. And yet, you feel like your career is at a standstill. Flexible Staffing understands how you feel, and they have a solution. Flexible Staffing is in the business of helping hardworking people like you find a career where they feel appreciated, valued, and perhaps most importantly, appropriately compensated for your work ethic. Call Flexible Staffing of Jackson today and feel good about your career. Flexible Staffing, FSSstaff.com.
Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
6:23 remains. Still third quarter. A lot of time for the Jayhawks. Mistakes continue to haunt them. The fumble given up on that play turns into 6 points for the Comets. Hochter ready for the kickoff. And he'll pop this one a little short. Bounces at the 30. And returned again, this time to the 36-yard line before a slew of Comets bring him back. Caden Dubois on the return.
Kyle Owen and Dakota Foote with the initial contact.
Nick Wilson still under center. No sign of Balsita on the sideline. Oh, there
he
is. Now we see him. Helmet off.
First and 10 minutes.
Dejected
from the
stance.
36-yard line.
Can't quite see his face, but I'm picturing it.
Yeah, he looks like he might be a little down. It looks like there might be a trainer still keeping an eye on him also.
Out of the shotgun for Wilson. Four wide outs. Two boys in the backfield. Wilson rolling out looking to throw. No one open now. Pull it down. Now he takes back up the throw, and he's got another man at the 50. And it's a first down for the Jayhawks. Caught Zach Karanen. And that's Jake about a 14-yard gain on first down.
To number four, Zach Karanen.
A lot of time for
Garrett
Wilson.
And made the tackle.
They collapsed the pocket a little bit. He cleared out. Looked like he was going to pull it down and run like he had before. Instead, he pops the arm back up, makes the throw, and a first down for the Jayhawks. They don't quite give them the yardage I saw. Put it at the still their own 48. And this time, Wilson spins to the outside, keeps the play alive. He'll get it into Comets territory, just the 49-yard line.
Ball carrier.
Looked like they had Wilson stopped for little or no gain, and he spun it to the outside and able to rattle off a couple more yards.
Tackle.
And they'll spot that right at the 50. Gosh, I've been disagreeing with the officials on the spots all night tonight.
Second and 8.
Yeah, it looked like he had plenty more, at least another couple of feet, if not a full yard.
Second down and 8 for Vandercook. Wilson starting to get comfortable under center. And it's time to give is to the boys. No, fake give, pitch out, and some room to run. First down, DeLon Johnson.
Gonna give him the first.
They do signal first down because I usually whatever spot I see,
subtract the yard.
The yard.
Garrett Gumper.
That spot looked good though.
First and 10, and that one's at the 42.
First and 10, Vandercook late.
Well, we have the benefit of being up high in this game, so we have a little bit better vantage.
Agreed. Four wide receivers. Johnson goes in motion. High snap. Wilson has to pull it down and run into the line. He's going to get about 4 yards on the carry. Positive yardage continues for the Jayhawks on what looked like a bit of a broken play. Wilson was able to make something out of it.
The ball carrier.
Yeah.
Tripped up by number
looks like just
Brendan
a freshman.
And finished up by number 12, Kyle Owen.
Brendan Skoronski comes limping off the field real quick. Looks like it might be an ankle. Trainer stretching him out.
Shotgun formation here. Wilson with Dubois in the backfield with him. We'll get a little movement from the Jayhawks. So again, just when it looks like they're moving the football, the Jayhawks commit a penalty, and that's going to move them back. So it's second and 10 yards.
Quick score update. Sean Hickey throws his second touchdown pass of the game. Grass Lake leads 28-10 over Manchester.
It's been a good battle the last few years, Manchester and Grass Lake. The Warriors have kind of seized control of it in the last couple. We'll get out to Grass Lake for Napoleon in Grass Lake this year, I think. It's the tilt we'll be out there for.
Yes, we will. Week 6, I believe.
Looking forward to another great football frenzy season. Game 2 tonight, 2nd and 10 for the Jayhawks out of the shotgun. Wilson dodging defenders, but he is going to get stopped for a loss. But instead of 5 yards, he makes it 3. Still bring up 3rd and about 14. So again, it's penalties that do win the Jayhawks. Under 4 minutes now in the third quarter, 38-6, the Comets lead. Freshman Nick Wilson thrust into the role of quarterback. with an injury to Balsita. And at this point, I'm thinking he's not going to come back.
Yeah. I mean, with the score the way it is, this late in the game, you know, it might make sense just to shut him down for this one.
Back to pass out of the shotgun, Wilson. Throws, got a man.
Nearly picked off.
Nice job to swoop in by Garrett Gumper late in the play. That was a jump ball. Could have gone either way. Instead, neither player comes down with possession, and it's incomplete. Fourth down and 14 for Vander Cook Lake.
Yeah, Gumper did a great job to jump that route at the last possible second.
Ball spotted at the Comets 45. Wilson coming from the sideline. With the play, and he'll be empty backfield, shotgun formation. Five wide outs. Low snap, picks it up, looking to run, rolling out. Pump fakes, pulls it down up the sideline. He's got ahead of steam.
Got a first down.
Turn it back inside, down to the 20.
Wow.
Big play, Nick Wilson. You can see why he's on the varsity team as a freshman.
Nick Wilson,
wheels.
Ball
and just like that, you go from fourth down about 14 yards to a first and 10 in the red zone.
Gumper,
yeah,
along with
big 25-yard pickup there. Kind of caught the Comets napping a little bit.
First and 10, Vander Cook Lake.
Three to go out there on Deering Road. 34-0, Lumen Christi leads. How did they get down to 3 minutes left?
Running clock?
No,
it's still 34?
Oh. Yeah. We still got a whole another quarter plus to play. Wilson out of the shotgun. Tosses into the end zone. Touchdown!
Nick Wilson's pass complete.
C.J. Adams with the catch. So
for a Vander Cook Lake touchdown.
Wilson starting to get comfortable in the quarterback position with 2:57 to go third quarter. 38-12 now our score. The Jayhawks not ready to hang them up yet. And they'll go for the two-point conversion here. Wilson, nowhere to go with it. Juke move on the field, stays alive, slides in.
He got in.
Wow.
Nick Wilson kept the ball, ran it.
Wilson
the
used the pump fake
conversion
and some shifty feet and then just slid sideways into the end zone over on the left
the
side
score
to get that two-point conversion. 38-14 now, our score. Let's take 30 seconds. We got a kickoff pending on K105.3.
Hi, this is Jeff Bontrager, superintendent of Northwest Community Schools. The Mountie Nation would like to welcome you, Jackson County, to the fall high school sports season. Commitment, teamwork, leadership, dedication. We are Northwest Go Mounties.
You're tuned in to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music,
K105.3. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and the Jayhawks, after scoring on that possession, coming out. Balsita is on to kick off, Jason.
Yeah, that's good to see.
2:57 to go in the third, 38-14. They trail. They've tried a few outside kicks in this one. This is going to be one, too. It's not going to go far enough. And they'll let it die on the sideline.
Just stopped before getting out of bounds.
Didn't travel 10 yards, so they couldn't grab it.
And they're debating on whether or not they're going to whistle it out of bounds or just the short there.
So they put the flag down. And now they'll pick it up. And,
yep,
the Comets will take possession. They're at the 45.
That ref's got a cannon.
.251. Still third quarter. A lot of time here for the Jayhawks. They'll need to stop here. Last possession for the Comets. Took them about two plays to get from here to the end zone.
45-yard line.
Trent Hochter down in a three-point stance. They pitch it out on the run with lots of blockers ahead. Look at Hochter just blow up that guy. He goes 9 yards before he's touched. Zeman is pushed out of bounds. About the 35-yard line.
Hanover has a lot of very impressive weapons that they've been able to go to.
Down by a flock of Jayhawks. That run was good enough for a guy.
Hochter out running ahead of that play, and he just destroyed that guy. Luckily, the Jayhawks had another defender ready. First and 10, though, for Hanover Horton. The give is to Hochter this time. Goes up the middle, looks to get it outside. Good help by the Jayhawks. Pull him down at the 30. Little extracurricular. Following the play.
Hochter, the ball carrier.
Hochter.
Number 50, Luis Cruz.
Van Epps comes through and breaks it up. Hochter will go to the sideline. Under 2 minutes to go here in the third. And a second down and 6 yards from the 31-yard line.
Tim, that's the difference between a team like Hanover Horton, who's got a lot of leadership, a lot of senior leadership on the team, and a team like Vandercook that's very, very young and very, very green. You know, the extracurriculars get involved, and you see a senior immediately running over, breaking it up, saying, hey, come on, focus. Get your head in the game. And then he's back off and running. And so that's kind of been the difference in this one, is the mental toughness for Hanover versus the kind of sloppy play of the very young Vandercook Lake team.
I don't know. I mean, sloppy is probably fair. Mistake laden. And I don't know. You know, I don't know that it's anything more than just some inexperience from some of the guys on the Jayhawks. But it has hurt them tonight. 38-14, they trail. 1:44 to go. Stay tuned following this broadcast. We'll tell you our Subway player of the game. Yes, Siri Bob Subways provide boxed lunch programs to area sports teams. Do you have a hungry team to feed? Subway, man.
Yeah, me.
And thanks to Bob for everything he does for the community through his Subway restaurants. A couple fakes there on the play and eventually give to Coffin. And he's going to be near the mark for the first down. Looks a little shy. Bring up third and short for the Comets. Working their way deeper into Jayhawk territory. That's at the 26, third and one. As time's ticking down in our third quarter here, 9 o'clock in WKHM FM HD2 Brooklyn, Jackson.
Gavin Cooper made the tackle.
Clock continues to run as the Comets break the huddle. Hochter's still on the sideline after a little dust up after his run, and the give goes instead to Fraley, and he...
Randy Fraley, the ball carrier.
Hochter's probably got Fraley by about 50 pounds and 6 inches, but you can't tell any difference in their running style. Fraley runs like he's a giant.
Yeah.
Big play there, and he gets down to the 15. First down for Hanover Horton.
That run was good enough for a Comets first down.
Minute to go, third quarter. And the Comets, again, looking to answer quickly after the Jayhawks score. Van Epps, big, quick handoff to, I think it's Fraley again. He's under a pile of guys. Breaks free, and
Randy
Fraley is the correct ball carrier. Not a lot of room on that play. Second and 10. See, about this time, after about three quarters, everybody's getting a little chippy on the field.
Yeah, games like this, there's a lot of frustration. You've shown flashes where you could be in this game, but that can be very frustrating.
Out of the shotgun for Van Epps. Second and long. He rolls out to his left, throwing on the run. And it's beyond the outstretched hand of the intended receiver, who was Gumper.
Gumper falls incomplete.
Little contact for Gumper there. But out of his reach, I don't think they needed to pull a flag on that one. With 14.2 to go third quarter, third down and 10 now for the Comets.
Sage Balsita on the sidelines just took a couple of warm-up throws. Not sure if he's going to get back into this game, but now he's talking to a coach and a trainer. So we'll see what happens. We'll keep you posted on that.
I'm sure he wants to go back in. Out of the shotgun again, third down. Back to throw is Van Epps. He's got a man in the flat. It's caught. Nice move by Fraley, and now he cuts back in at the five. To
touchdown.
The end zone, touchdown! Great job by Van Epps to get it in Fraley's hands in some space. Fraley makes a couple nice cuts and dives into the end zone.
Randy Fraley.
3.9 to go here in the third. 44-14 now. A 30-point advantage for the Comets as they pour it on offensively here at home. Looking to get their first win in this 2018 football campaign.
Oh, this one's coming back.
We died. Missed the flag there in the back.
Holding on the
so offense. There you go. Penalty's going to take points off the board for the Comets. Push them back to the 29-yard line. Where they'll be third and 23.
Forever. Yeah, they got to get to the 6. .9 to go here in the third.
Should be the last play of our third quarter for Minuteman Sewer and Drain Cleaning. Penetration, and Van Epps has some room. Tucks it and runs. He's not going to get to the marker. They'll chase him out of bounds at about the 20. Oh, when he got into the open field like that, keeper. He should have known he had some time to look for somebody downfield. It's not going
to
hurt him too bad.
Fourth
down from the 20.
Your Comets, 38.
They'll need 15 to get a first down at the end of three. 38-14 our score. Let's take 30 seconds and come back for the fourth quarter on K105.3.
Football Frenzy's on tonight. You in?
I don't know if I have room for everybody.
Not to worry. My new man cave from Baker Builders is legit. They transformed my basement into paradise.
Baker Builders? You know, they did our new kitchen. My wife absolutely loves it. The work they did just brought new life into our house. Counters, cabinets, the works.
You should see our basement. I can't believe how they maximized our square footage.
I'm totally in.
Great. Use that new kitchen to bring the food.
Baker Builders. Experts in remodeling, finished basements, man caves, kitchens, and baths. Trust. Respected, sought after. To schedule your remodel, visit bakerbuilders.net.
Now, back to high school football on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith at Hanover Horton High School. Ready for our final 12 minutes of action. The fourth quarter brought to you by Airflow Heating, providing first-class heating and cooling services since 1952. That's a long time ago.
That is a long time ago.
Guess you get pretty good at something if you've been doing it that long.
I hope so.
How long has Trent Hockerman been kicking field goals? He's pretty good at it. This one's going to be a 37-yarder. And not enough leg on that one.
Looked like it might have got tipped at a line.
Yeah. And again, getting a little chippy there at the line after the play. Vandercook Lake will take over. And count that one as a stop. They got in the end zone. Penalty brought it back. Took points off the board for the Comets, and now the Jayhawks will take over possession.
Turnover on downs.
And they have to capitalize here. They got a gift with that those points coming back, so.
They still trail by 24. Still quite a deficit at this point in the game, but they've gotten a couple of scores here in the second half. Nick Wilson getting a little more comfortable in the quarterback position, and it looks like he's back out there.
Indeed he is. Balsita still working with the training staff.
Wilson takes the snap. Designed run play. Gets past a couple tackles. Spin move. He'll get about 6 yards on the first down play.
Nick Wilson, the ball carrier.
Not a bad run there by Wilson.
Griffin Fedor.
You know, it was a slow to develop kind of a quarterback sweep, and it didn't look like it was going to go anywhere, and he made it happen with a couple of jukes and a nice spin move. Second down at 5 yards. 11:25 to go in this till 38-14. We got a final at Lumen Christi, or at Western with Lumen Christi, Jason.
Yes, 34-7 the final. Western got one in.
Under center for Wilson. He's going to run again. Working his way to the outside. Now turns it upfield. Tackle from behind. Got him around the helmet. Avoided the face mask, apparently, however. He'll get about 3 yards. Make it third and manageable. 3 yards. I'll call it 2 yards. Good spot.
Gain of three.
They got to get to the 30-yard line.
Third down and two.
And they'll spread it out on this one. Wilson in a shotgun with Caden DuBois. This time Wilson will look to throw. Now he scrambles out of the pocket. Chase from behind. Hit as he throws. Almost intercepted. That'll fall incomplete and be a fourth down. And about a yard and a half for the Jayhawks.
Nick Wilson's pass is incomplete. Nearly intercepted by number four, Randy Fraley.
10:26 left. 38-14 our score. K105.3 Football Frenzy. Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the upper deck here at the Hanover Horton broadcast booth.
Yeah.
Back in studio, Mike Reed. Sliding the sliders, twisting the knobs, pushing the buttons, keeping us on the air. Presumably, he hasn't called to say we're not.
There's knobs in there? Wait a minute.
There's a couple knobs.
Uh-oh.
Wilson takes the snap, fourth and two, rolling out. If he tucks it and runs, he might have it. Instead, he throws, intercepted. Gumpert.
Nick Wilson's pass was intercepted by number
Garrett
one.
Gumpert. Garrett makes Gumpert. The interception deep. Jason, if Wilson pulls that down and runs, he gets the first down.
Yep.
He went for more. Gumpert made a nice play on the football. And he's had a nice night defensively with a fumble recover for an interception. Or for a touchdown, and then that interception there.
From the 46
Gumpert will stay in on the offense as the Comets take over on the Vandercook Lake 46. 10:17 left in this one, 38-14.
Columbia 48-13 winners over Leslie after three, so they haven't won yet. Getting there.
They're about the same spot as we are as Hochter takes the carry on first down. Still on his feet. He'll get up to about the 40-yard line, which will set him up for a second and about four. Cawthon comes off the field for the Comets. Van Epps has done a nice job, as they'd say, managing the football game from the quarterback position. And it helps when you've had the kind of offensive output you've gotten from Trent Hochter. A little end around here for the Comets, and that's going to get them a big gain. First down over the 30-yard line. And a nice handoff that goes to Corbin Garcia Vance.
Zach Carradine
for the first down.
Along with Hunter Macho.
Up to the spot on the 29, first and 10 for the Comets, tackle. Working their way deeper into Jayhawk territory, looking to really put this one away. They had 44 points on the board before a penalty on their last drive took those points away. They'll try again here, first and 10. And the give is to...
Oh, got him lit up.
Greatly up the middle, and a great job. Good penetration at the line of scrimmage for the Jayhawk defense. Authoritative tackle by senior Nick
Randy
Fisher.
Randy Fraley, the ball carrier.
Yeah, Corbin Garcia Vance wanted a face mask. Guy busted through the line and just leveled him.
Second down at 12 for the Comets. And Fraley limping a little as he comes off the field. Hochter back into the lineup. So they They split out. Zeman left. Fake the give to Hachter, and on the sweep play, still on his feet.
There's a flag
down. And that's Garcia Vance. Going to get down to about the 8-yard line before he goes out of bounds. Kyle Owen on the carry. But again, a flag, like you said, Jason, up inside the out of the field in the backfield. That would be in the place where you'd expect to be a holding call. Keep it up. 8:16 to go, fourth quarter. Hanover Horton. Beautiful weather night for football. Nice and cool. You don't have a real high humidity. And the call does go against the Jayhawks.
So a nice little 15-yard run for Kyle Owen. And that'll get them down to the just inside the 5. First and goal.
Nice spot here for the Comets to look to add to their advantage. Van Epps under center. And give is again to, it looks like it's Owen coming around on the sweep, but he lost his footing right at the 5-yard line. Nope, that one's Garcia Vance.
Corbin Garcia Vance, the ball carrier.
So Vance loses his footing trying to cut right at about the 6-yard line. So they lose a little bit on that play. Second and goal for Hanover Horton. And he had some room to run.
Yeah, he did.
They'll break the huddle. Come up to the line. Zeman split wide right. Cawthon is the back here.
Gumpert in at quarterback.
Run another sweep play, this time to Owen. He's got a race to the sideline. Not going to get there. Stretched it out and stopped. At about the 6-yard line, a flag comes in late in the play, though.
And that is behind the play.
Gavin Cooper.
Garrett Gumper, rather, in at quarterback for Hanover.
There is a penalty flag.
We'll see which way this one's going to go.
Personal foul, that'll go against the Jayhawks again.
And that's half the distance and, I believe, an automatic first down.
So
nope,
some,
still going to be
puts
second.
Puts them on the 3. Second down.
And kind of feels like the officiating crew is trying to get a handle on the chippy play before it gets too out of hand. Gumpert back in the game.
Hachter back in the game. He's the down back. We'll get a timeout from the Comets. We'll take a timeout, too. 7:20 left to go. 38-14 Comets lead. 30-second break on K105.3.
Minuteman Sewer and Drain. They open drains, others can't. If it carries water away, Minuteman Sewer and Drain can fix it. From pipeline video inspection and locating, high-pressure water jetting, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, Minuteman Sewer and Drain has you covered. They're prompt, efficient, honest, and affordable. With their upfront, no-hassle estimates, there's no hidden charges or surprises. Drain problems, big or small, make one call. Minuteman Sewer and Drain can fix them all online at MinutemanSewer.com.
We now return to high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, and the Comets. The second and goal from the Jayhawks 3-yard line. 7 minutes, 20 seconds to go in the fourth quarter, which is brought to us by our friends at Airflow Heating. You'd be able to use a little heater up here.
It would be nice.
Get a little chill on. Back to pass, throw into the end zone, and he's all alone and makes the catch easily. Great play after the timeout for Hanover Horton. Touchdown.
And that is Garrett Gumper.
Garrett Gumper's pass complete to Colin Zeman.
To Colin Zeman.
Comet touchdown.
Zeman having himself a nice night. A lot of Comets having a nice night. And they'll bring Van Epsen to hold for Hochter on the extra point try with 7:16 to go. 44-14. Now our score.
And another illegal substitution. Struggles on the extra point team.
And you could see Hochter was in there trying to count the players. At some point he must have noticed maybe too many. But they didn't make the substitution cleanly. So they'll spot or they'll hold the kick on the 15 with add 10 yards for the end zone. 25 yards for Hochter. Gets it down, holds down.
He got all that one.
He made sure he got enough on that. 45-14, that would have been good from about 45. We'll take a 30-second break. Kickoff coming up on K105.3, the Football Frenzy.
Hi, I'm April Benoist with Vision Collision. Has your car been damaged in an accident? If so, see your hometown auto body experts at Vision Collision. We'll fix your damage correctly and on time. Do you need a rental car? We'll pay 11% of your claim, up to $500, or ask us how we can help with your deductible. Come see us at Vision Collision on Wildwood in Jackson and on Page Ave in Michigan Center. Vision Collision, where quality and speed cost no more.
Back to the game of the week. It's high school football on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith, live Hanover Horton High School. The Comets comfortably in front, 45-14 with 7:16 to go in this tilt. The Football Frenzy on K105.3.
Got a final from Napoleon, 35-20. The Pirates take down the Panthers of Addison.
Pretty nice comeback there by Addison.
Yeah.
They were down early.
Concord leads Jonesville 38-16 in the third.
Should kick off high, end over end at the 14. It's Dubois who goes all the way to the other side of the field, tries to split two defenders. Instead, they sandwich him.
Caden Dubois returned the kickoff.
Flag down at about the 36.
And you've got a Hanover player down.
And that doesn't look good the way he's holding his knee.
Looks like he's trying to cramp. It got cramped up a little bit or something. He sat up. And I think that might be Hochter. I don't see. Oh, there's Hochter. Okay, so that's not Hochter.
The cramp might be the case, Jason. Looks like he's trying to stretch it out while he's down on the field. 7:06 to go here, 45-14, fourth quarter for Airflow Heating. I put my sweatshirt on.
I did too.
A little chilly up here, but still a beautiful night for football. You like these,
oh, yeah.
A little bit cooler temperature. You know it's comfortable for the players out on the field. And they'll be missing nights like these when it starts getting into late October, November. Thanks to Excel Staffing for being on board for the game tonight, providing one of our gift certificates we gave away at the tailgate party. We got a great sponsorship crew on board for the Football Frenzy all year. Some add-ons tonight. Hanover Horton Schools supporting their guys on the field tonight. And we had a conversation with a Hanover Horton fan when we got here.
Mm-hmm.
He said, when you guys, you know, we need some good luck from you guys while you're out here. So we'll see how we perform, and then we'll know if you guys are good luck or not. Well, I think a 45-14 lead with 7:06 to go might bode well for them inviting us back.
Yeah, I hope so. I love it up here. It's nice open air. Got good sight lines. By the way, the flag that was down a little bit ago was a personal foul against Vandercook. So they will start this drive from the 15 as soon as the injury timeout has completed. They're still working on getting that situated.
I haven't mentioned Chilango's restaurants tonight yet, Jason.
Why would you? great sponsor. We love Chilango's. so much. And, oh, I know you're a fan of the burrito bar, which I am too.
Sure.
I'm extra partial to the Chop House.
Chop House guy.
And their steakhouse salad with extra steak, some blue cheese crumbles, some fried onions. Oh,
it's fine. We can ride there together. They're down the same block.
They are next door to each other, yeah.
I know one of our regular listeners to our football broadcast is a big fan of the Cantina Grill.
Yes.
Taco Tuesdays. And apparently they have octopus tacos.
And a friend of mine went to the Broken Egg this morning for breakfast and got chicken and waffle nachos.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in.
Cawthon was the injured Comet player. He's on his own feet, leaving under his own power.
Yeah. It looks like it might have been a cramp.
Yeah, the way he's walking, if you've ever had a cramp in your calf, it might as well be someone hammering a nail into it. It's just so painful.
Yeah.
So he'll try to loosen it up. Probably not going to rush to get back in the game tonight, but you do want to try to get it loose as soon as you can, because that's if it's a real tight cramp, you can feel for days afterwards.
Yeah.
And again, we're still only speculating, but the way they've been kind of trying to stretch it, that's what it looks like to me. So the Jayhawks start, and that is Balsita back into the game, heaving downfield, and Duke's trying to make a catch there. Little behind him, but Balsita back in at quarterback. Noteworthy.
That is
second
a good
and
sign.
10.
Number 3, Darius Dukes, falls incomplete.
Yeah, I'd love to depose the Jayhawks staff and find out what was the issue
second
with Balsita. But like you said, just great to see that he's back into the game. Watson Diesel on our broadcast team, computer ties. Thanks to them as we wind down the third quarter. Under 7 minutes now. Balsita back to throw. And a laser pass to Wilson, who makes the catch, and he's pulled out of bounds at the 30. QB to backup QB on the connection for about 15 on the play. Balsita looked like a seasoned QB back there on that throw. They gave him plenty of time, and a wide-open guy downfield makes you look good.
Now you have that additional weapon with Balsita back in the game. You can move Wilson to that slot-slash-wing-type receiver's position, and it gives you another weapon offensively.
Balsita back to throw again. Pump fakes. Had a man open. They get tied up, and he throws down intercepted.
Another pick.
This pass was intercepted by number one.
And you
Garrett
can see
Gumper.
Jason on the left sideline. The play was again, they like to
first
run that. That out and up, and they'll pump fake it. And on the pump fake, he had his guy beat. Their legs got tied up, and the receiver fell down. No flag on the play, despite his pleading.
That was Zach Karinen. And he kind of wanted some clarification. Went over to the official and asked, you know, why wasn't that a call? And apparently he got it, but not very happy.
So was it Gumper again on the
interception
at the 40-yard line? The Comets will take over now. 6:43 to go, and you start trying to get the clock runner going, trying to start the clock and keep it going, moving the chains little by little, and make this a shorter game now. Tight formation here for the Comets. Give is to Fraley. Shrugs off a couple of hits,
Randy
but doesn't
Fraley
find any room to run. He'll get about a half a yard, maybe, on the first down carry.
Gavin Cooper made the tackle.
Garrett Gumper back in at quarterback. Got the second team QB in. It looks like they're going to make a couple more substitutions here as well.
Zeman is the lone wideout for the Comets, and the give goes up the middle. Staying on his feet, working his way toward midfield. And taken out of bounds, roughly, over there by that Jayhawk sideline.
It's
Fraley again on the carry. And the spot doesn't quite make it up to the 50. They'll be third and about three from the 47. For that first down marker, right at midfield. All fives on our game clock right now. 5:55 to go. 45 to 14. 5-5-5. Snaps. Gives to Fraley again. He does get over midfield to about the 48 in Jayhawk territory. First and 10 for the Comets.
11, Gavin Cooper. First down,
and
Comets.
The clock stops while they move the chains. And now they'll start her back up. Ticking down our final 5:45. Comets get to the line of scrimmage. Gumper under center again. And he'll hand off to Garcia Vance on the sweep. Gets to the right sideline. Almost to the 40-yard line before he's pushed out of bounds.
Garcia Vance, the ball carrier, pushed out of bounds by number 11, Gavin Cooper.
And that'll make it second down and about one.
Second down and one to go.
We just said that. I think he's listening.
I don't know if he can. I don't think he's got a radio in there. We're listening to him all night, though. I don't know how. I don't know how much you can hear that on the radio, but I think assists going back and forth between us and the PA announcer. The give this time goes to Kyle Owen, and he shrugs off a tackle. He's got the first down, trying to turn it up at the left sideline, past the 30, knocked out of bounds at the 28. Another sweep play, and they've just. On the last possession, you saw that a lot, Jason, where they would just kind of go back and forth, try to beat the Jayhawks to the edge and turn it upfield, and they've been able to make pretty good gains on. That's another first down for the Comets inside the 30-yard line in Jayhawk territory. 5:17 left, 45-14 our score.
And it's been a game where a lot of ground attack for Hanover Horton, you know, three, four yards in a cloud of dust, but it's been 6, 7, 8 yards in a cloud of dust for the Comets.
And there's another give on first down right through the middle. Fraley takes it inside the 25, just inside the butt of the football on the 25-yard line. As we established earlier in the broadcast.
By number 53, Cameron Woods.
And this is a sound strategy for Hanover. If you look over at the Vandercook bench, and I don't know why I didn't notice this sooner, I think they only have four players dressed on their bench right now. So, you know, you just run and run and run and run some more. You're going to wear that defense out. Gumper back in shotgun.
But he'll hand it off to a sweeping
big block.
Runner. And that's Moore. It's going to get inside the 15.
Tad Moore, the ball carrier.
And put him at the 13.
Tackled by number 85.
Tad Moore. And again, the Comets just spreading around the carries at this point in the game.
Comets.
Clock worked out to now 4.5, 45-14. Comets lead. They'll look to tack on 6 more. First and 10. The ever-changing personnel here for Hanover Horton. Now the deep back is Cameron Worley. He gets the handoff to the 10. Second down and 6. 5.5.
Yeah.
Cameron Worley, the ball carrier.
And you can tell that Vandercook defensive line is gassed.
David Porras made the stop.
Clark now under 4 minutes to go in the game. The Hanover Horton offense imposing their will on, as you mentioned, a fatigued Vandercook Lake lineup. Give to Worley. And he gets down near the 5, pushed backwards. We'll have to see where the
Cameron
spot
Worley
gives him forward progress.
Tackled by a flock of Jayhawks.
And the spot not quite going to be enough for a first down. Matter of fact,
they're going to spot him at the 6, it looks like.
Yeah. That's going to leave him a little work to do. 2.5.
And one substitution for Vandercook, which is about all they can do.
Worley is down back. Gumper under center.
Showing blitz.
Takes the snap, gives to Worley, powers through the line, drilling toward the goal line, brought down short of a touchdown. but he will move the chains. And they'll get four more tries inside the five at about the four-yard line. Under 3 minutes now left in the tilt, as GOC might say.
First and goal.
As long as it's not a debacle tonight, we're happy.
In some ways, perhaps, but not in anything that affected the broadcast.
They don't call us the B team for nothing.
Gumper ticking off as many seconds as he can get. 2:34 to go. Inside the five for the Comets. Worley, the down back. He's carried it a few times on this drive. He is the receiver of the football on the handoff, and he'll get about a yard, yard and a half.
Cameron Worley.
Put him on the three,
carrier.
Maybe the two.
Gavin Cooper, along with Ben O'Neill, made the tackle.
You saw Gumper on that play. He waited a good long while,
second
waited for the official's hand to go up, saying that you've only got a few more seconds left to get the ball off. And then he stepped up under center.
Now a minute 45 remains. Comets with the football. Gumper under center. Worley, the down back. Takes the give. Gets it to the outside this time. Off tackle. Took it out of the end zone. He did. Touchdown. Pouring on the points now, Hanover Horton. 51-14 with a minute 34 to go. They'll line it up for the extra point attempt. Hochter. Into kick. Van Epsen to hold. They'll try to avoid any illegal substitutions.
I think Hochter likes the challenge of the deeper kick.
And now I'll see a guy tried to go in and they send it back out. Now another guy coming out.
The extra point.
I think they got it sorted out now.
You know what, just go with nine. You're good. Don't even worry about it.
Hold is down. Kick is up. It's through.
And the kick
52-14. We got a minute 34 remaining. We'll keep it here on the broadcast as they set up for the kick. And I'll say thank you to Summit Orthodontics, Brooklyn Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Northwest Community Schools. Cows Brothers 4 covering our halftime sponsor. Columbia School District, Baker Builders, Watson Diesel Flexible Staffing, ERA Reardon Realty. Thanks to John Denny and all the crew here at Hanover Horton High School, Hanover Horton Schools. I always like to hear about what's going on at Hanover Horton.
Always a fun time out here.
Oh, it's a great community out here.
Oh, yeah.
Beautiful night to be out at a football game, and they got a fun facility out here.
Got a quick
surrounded,
final.
Flanked by trees. Go ahead and give me your final score there, Jason.
Columbia Central 48, Leslie 20.
Looking forward to seeing Columbia Central onset. I think that might be our week four game. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah.
And Cole Partridge over there, who's been playing quarterback for several years now in his senior campaign, is the leader of that team, and they've got some weapons. It's going to be fun. Kickoff goes deep into the end zone and a touchback. Trent Hochter putting the boots to that one with a minute 23 to go. Clock's running at this point.
Yeah, they didn't even bother to go get that football. They're just like, you know what,
we have another
it.
One?
Yeah, let's get another one. it's a mad dash by the ball boys to go get it.
There's a little guy racing over there.
Yeah.
Sign him up. Look at Hockers that
kick went
top end speed
though.
He's got going.
What do you think his 40 time is? He's what, about six if he's a day?
Yeah. But he's still about your height.
There it is. And we got a penalty flag. And it looks like it's going to be an invalid substitution.
Move them back one more time. The Jayhawks with 48.9.
Yeah, these Jayhawks can't catch a break.
Or it can't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
Clock running, final 45 seconds. Malcita under center. Hands off. And there's your tackle. Caden Dubois brought down 30 seconds on a running clock. 52-14 score.
Tackled by number 55, Devin Moore.
22 seconds. Jayhawks will huddle up, maybe get one more play in before we bring this broadcast to an end. Spread formation. Balsita back to wing one. Throws it deep. And nearly picked off through his hands.
Pass was nearly intercepted by number 3, Colin Zeman.
That's why they play defense, but yeah. Zeman's actually pretty sure-handed. He's got a couple touchdowns tonight. Clock runs out on this one. 52-14 is our final.
The
Hanover Horton Comets victorious for the first time tonight. And again, in strong fashion, 52-14. We'll take 2 minutes here in the post game. We'll come back and get you your Subway player of the game. Set things up for our next broadcast. Again, our final from Hanover Horton High School, 52-14, K105.3.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Harvest Collection. How would you like it?
I'll take a rallying cry, please.
Coming right up.
Seekers of new flavor, the Harvest Collection awaits you. Devour the Dijon aioli of the Turkey Apple Club's signature wrap. Conquer the crunchy bread of the Harvest Turkey and Ham. And when it's over, there will be cookies! Go forth to Subway and make it what you want!
Limited time at participating shops.
Every day is a great day to be a Viking. Believe the hype. Hello, this is Jeff Beal, superintendent for Jackson Public Schools, and I have never been more excited to begin a school year. Construction is beginning around the district with new and expanded programming from caring young fives through innovative early college options. Jackson Public Schools is committed to the success of your student. We are building a safer, stronger 21st century district. Join the excitement and enroll today. Jackson Public Schools, where community comes together.
Hi, this is Rick Reardon, owner of ERA Reardon Realty. We are proud to be the largest and number one locally owned and operated real estate company in Jackson County. My parents, Gail and Marion Reardon, started the company back in 1987, over 31 years ago, and it's been family owned ever since. As a Western High School graduate, I am very proud to serve the Jackson community and be a part of the great things happening not only downtown, but throughout our entire county. Our 60 local agents are your family, friends, and neighbors. So when you choose to work with one of our amazing agents, your dollars stay here in the Jackson community to help support the local economy. We would love the chance to earn your business and help your real estate dreams come true. Stop in and see us at one of our 3 Jackson County locations on Northwest Avenue, next to Dunkin' Donuts, in Brooklyn on Main Street and the Fountain Plaza, or our Summit Township location on Horton Road, connected to the Bigby Coffee. And as always, go to erareardon.com.
It's Jackson's only live coverage of high school football, right here on K105.3.
Steve Boyle, Jason Smith on the post game. 52-14, Hanover Horton. The Jayhawks came out in the second half, scored on that. Well, sort of their first possession after a series of events and some fumbles and turnovers. They got into the end zone, and then on the next possession, they had some things working, but
yeah.
Sage Balsita gets hurt. They have a few moments of getting Wilson comfortable at quarterback, and I think that's where they lost their window to try and come back in this one. Of course, the offense couldn't stay on the field long enough to give the defense a rest, or maybe it's because those kids, the same kids, are on the field the whole way. But at the end, like you said, Jason, they just looked like the defense got winded. Hanover Horton imposed their will on them for 4 quarters, and a 52-14 win for the Comets. Our Subway player of the game, it's got to be Trent Hochter.
Yeah.
Sophomore, he's listed as a tight end. He does most of his work out of the backfield, though he did have a receiving touchdown. He had some rushing touchdowns. He's the kicker. He had a field goal. I mean, what didn't he do tonight? He didn't He didn't twirl the baton in the marching band. That was the only other performance that was maybe as spectacular as him tonight. He was a clear winner for player of the game tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, you had a lot of people to choose from. You had Garrett Gumpert, who came in and had a 3-yard touchdown pass. He had a fumble recovery for a touchdown. He had two interceptions. Mm-hmm. You had Cameron Worley had a score. Tad Moore was impressive. Jeremy Van Epps had a couple three touchdown passes. Colin Zeman had two touchdown receptions. I mean, you could really list the entire Hanover Horton team in this one. And it's a great game for the Comets. Good rebound game to get their first win and a conference win at that.
So our player of the game for Yesery Bob Subways, Trent Hochter for Hanover Horton. Subways provide box lunch programs to area sports teams. You got a hungry team to feed, get in touch with one of those area Subways and let them make that happen. Delicious food. We just had some subs delivered to the radio station this week.
We did. Yeah.
That's a kind of exciting perk.
Yeah. I had a chicken wrap. It was awesome. It was fantastic. Their wraps, dude, are so good. Like, the steak and cheese with the either the spinach or the tomato wrap. You can't go wrong either way, but, man, are they good.
Subway got good wraps.
Oh, man. Yeah, they do.
So Hanover Horton victorious tonight. Next week they're at Napoleon. That's going to be a tough one for the Comets. Should be a fun one for the fans in the stands. Banner Cook Lake falls to 0-2. They will they'll be at home against Grass Lake next week.
Tough task.
Couple of tough matchups. Two good Cascades Conference teams. Tough opponents. But I don't know. Hanover Horton showed us some things tonight. Got some good stuff working for the future.
Yeah.
Luma Christi beat Western 34-7, the final in that one. I don't know what other finals we had around the area. It looked like Columbia Central was going to beat Leslie. Napoleon did top Addison. Michigan Center was all over East Jackson. Grass Lake over Manchester. Looked like that was a done deal.
Yeah, Concord 38-32 with 2:22 left in the game over Jonesville right now. Let's see here as I scroll through. Looks like Grass Lake final 34-16 over Manchester. Sean Hickey had three touchdown passes in that one.
At last check, Northwest was trailing Battle Creek Penfield at home. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning on the K105.3 morning show. Scott Clough and his new co-host Jenny.
Yeah.
Or you can tune in the Power Count, 95.9 FM. I'll have the scores for you there on the Country and Coffee morning show.
They have as well as you, but all of the talent on 95.9 The Power Cow is very impressive. I really like their work.
The deep lineup over there at the Power Cow. We're here on the K105.3 Football Frenzy. Thanks again to Art Main for the 2019 Chevy Equinox that somebody's going to be driving away with later this year.
Yeah.
2-year lease on that automobile, and your only way to get qualified is to show up at our tailgate party.
Hang out with us.
Pre-game. And our next chance for you to do that is going to be next Friday, a week from Friday. We head over to Michigan Center, Addison in town.
Yeah.
We had a really good Michigan Center Addison game. I can't remember if it was last year or 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
Yeah, that was ended up being one of our best games of the year. We're hoping for more of the same. A bag of caramel corn and a great night of football frenzy out at Michigan Center.
Rudy's before the game.
Congratulations to Trent Hochter,
yeah,
our player of the game tonight. And thank you to Mike Reed back in studio. For Jason Smith, I'm Steve Boyle. We'll talk to you next week.